In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 17. You'll find out the title eventually. Because I'm not sure what it is, and we started without the title guy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, whenever he does show up, we'll just go, what's the title, bitch? And he'll tell us. But you'll know the title because you'll have downloaded the episode in which the title is clearly on the page, or in your iTunes or whatever. But we don't know what the title is, so that's fun.
But he is our bitch.
This is true. Alright, so, one-ups, I guess. I am, once again, at a hotel, desperately wanting to go down and gamble, but I'm stuck doing this.
Well.
Later, I will be at home and not even remotely near West Virginia, so...
West Virginia, they're full of inbred people there.
Okay.
You should probably watch out.
So, yeah, that's a thing. Scraggy's here. He wants to go gamble, too. He's being patient, though.
Scraggy can drive a golf cart or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, it was a golf cart. Yeah, that was fun. We were on an island in Ohio, and Scraggy drove the golf cart. He was ace. Not like the Ultraman, but like...
What? Oh, bro. Like Go Buster Ace. Got it.
That too. Okay. Anyway. I got stuff. I got Scraggies in the mail, one of which is with me. What else did I get? I got other stuff, I think. I got all of the Megaforce McDonald's toys. And I think that's it, actually, in terms of getting things. Oh!
Scraggy has the Get Casino card.
We were at a Walmart that was across the street from our hotel in Ohio, and they had the Ultra Red and Ultra Blue Zord vehicles, or whatever they're called.
I saw that.
The parts of Gosei Wonder / Gosei
Jet. That aren't the bird.
So now I've got those, but no body. But not too far from here, I did see a Walmart and a Toys R Us coming into town, so I'm hitting those up tomorrow. And we'll see what West Virginia gives me. Probably AIDS or something, but...
Yeah, probably. Little AIDS ever killed Magic Johnson, so you'll be alright.
So, this is the part where...
Everyone has AIDS!
Last time we give us one up.
AIDS!
We started without him because I really want to go gamble. And Skype probably just recorded all those weird sounds because Ogi sent me a new spreadsheet, so I apologize. But,
Don't
yeah,
look
so,
at it. There's a big total in there, and it's going to make you cry.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dawson, what's up? Well, I don't know what's up. I'm not here because I'm a dick face. Okay, Dawson.
Oh, don't say that with me. I'm just a douchebag. I'm Dawson Ryder. I suck dick. Well, what happened with me? I got my Jidenchi box from HLJ, finally.
How useless is that thing?
That was a surprise. It comes with a battery, okay? The battery...
You're a banner.
The battery, spelled with N's, it just keeps talking, and it goes on and on and on about different dinosaurs, and it tells you, like, oh, like, Parasaurolophus, and then it goes on to, like, Stegosaurus, and it goes through them all, and it's kind of fun, I guess. And then, what else did I get? I got, I got my Mythcloth Dragon, that came from HLJ also. That showed up finally. Like, HLJ is just like filling my pre-orders one at a time.
HLJ is just awful.
I forgot. No, they're terrible people.
They still haven't given me a Tobis Beano.
Lol. Oki has my package and actually just shipped it out today. That sounded dirty. And let's see what else. I forgot what I was going to say about that too, but that stuff should be here and soon. I saw I got a lot of reviews up. I finally got, what's it called, put up? The Tezuo. It was recorded a few days ago. I just never got around to putting it up because I've been behind on putting up reviews. I've been recording a bunch of them. I just haven't put any up because I've been busy with things. But I'm hoping to get stuff up pretty consecutively over the next few days. So that's fun.
I like how you have the figures list so updated you acknowledge the fact that AmiAmi canceled my Delta.
Yes, I did. So here's what happened. I get to work the other day, and I check my email because I'm not actually working at work. I'm updating the cool guy lists at work. And that's completely true. And I checked my email and I got one from AmiAmi. It says, like, regarding your account. And I'm like, okay. They let me know that myself and Brian here are both using the same shipping address, which is Oki's house. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, as you will note in our FAQ section, all addresses in the same, all persons in the same household must use one account. So please let us know by the 10th Japan time which account you wish to use, and we will merge all the orders and delete the other one. I'm like, oh fuck.
It's such a bullshit thing.
Like, and because my order for Delta went in like a minute and a half before Brian's, they canceled his. Which I do kind of feel bad about.
It's okay. I'll get him. If I decide to want him, which I probably will, I will get him through some method.
Like, man, I think I want him more than Brian does, so it's okay, but... But yeah, I felt bad about that. Did not get Burning Agito. I said, I'm being strong, and I'm not purchasing him. I did get reserved 3 gun vinyls and an ACS Ryujin. So we'll see how that turns out. All the rest of their shit is sold out. Brian, did you get any other shit besides that?
Nothing else went up. Like, legitly, like...
It only Ryujin
I never seen anything... Oh, I got the other 2 ACS figures.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I seen activate was the vinyls and the ACS figures. And
okay,
that infrared... Sakura, Hurricane...
Oh, nobody cares thing. About that. Like, I want the other ACS figures, but I want everything because it's Gaim. But I've been listening to older episodes of the podcast, and that will come in handy for the discussion later. So there are things I want to say that pertain to that. If you're wondering where I am, I'm at episodes that involve the... end episodes of Forze. So that's fun. So I literally am like a year behind. I went and I picked up the little one today from the lady who watches her while we're both at work. And
babysitter?
Well, like, yeah, but it's instead of going to daycare, like, there's a lady and she like just watches her out of her house.
Yeah, that's whatever. What a babysitter is.
Shut up, fuck you. Anyway, so we went and picked her up. Or I went and picked her up. And so we come home and she decides she wants to let the dog out of the bedroom. Except she never remembers that she's in the bedroom. She goes to the spare room where all my toys are. I was like, she's in here? I'm like, no, she's not in here. You know she's not in there. Stop it. So she ends up letting her out. But then we go. She wants to go play with my stuff. I'm like, I don't know why, but... She loves playing with my toys, like, a lot.
Probably because they're toys.
Probably. So, we go in there, and she goes straight for the Candroids, like, all the time. Like, the Candroids are, like, her favorite thing ever. So she loves Taka. And she knows, she goes, I want the bird. And she finds, like, the little red one's like, here he is. She can't open Kujaku's wings for some reason, like the feathers. She can't figure out how to do it. But she likes Taka and Terra. So we usually play with those, or she plays with the guy memories and just starts pushing the buttons and shining the lights in my face. Because it's funny. So finally I got on my computer because I was going to watch Wizard. I was like, you want to watch all my programs with me? She's like, yeah, sure. Like, now, she can't read yet. And she doesn't understand Japanese, obviously, so I don't know what she's doing. But
she's scared
sitting there
of Japanese again?
No, she just sat there enthralled by the whole thing. She's
That's
like,
random.
Like, she's just sitting there watching it with me. And she's like, gremlin comes on. She's like, who's that? What's that? I'm like, that's a bad guy. She's like, oh, okay, bad guy. I go watch this. It's like Nito transforms. I go watch this. She goes, what's that? I go, that's Kamen Rider Beast. She's like, oh, Kamen Rider Beast. And like, being two, all the words slur together and like letters were left out. So it was adorable. But yeah, so she watched the episode with me. She approved of it, apparently. So that was fun. And I was like, you want to watch, although you want to watch Dinosaurs? Yeah, I want Dinosaurs. We started to watch that one a little bit. We didn't get all the way through that because we had to go do other stuff. But she started watching Kyoryuger with me. That was fun. Because all I had to say was Dinosaurs, and she like started flipping out. Let's see what else was there. I know I had other stories. I came home today before I went and picked her up. This is fun. I go through the house, and I get to the den, and we have like my girlfriend's old TV stand still sitting in the middle of the floor because we didn't do anything with it yet. Well, I have like my Game Boys on there, like the Game Boy case, the Game Boy Advance case, all that. And sitting out is all my Pokemon games, like all of them, right? Stacked up. I have a stack that has like Gen 1 and 2. My other stack has Gen 3. And there's a stack with 4 and 5. And I don't know why they're all out, just because. Well, I noticed very plainly that the Gen 3 stack is just gone. It's completely gone. I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd these go? Like, Gen 3 is just missing. I like tear the place apart. It's like a pile of clothes on the sofa. They didn't get folded yet. I'm like looking all through it. I'm looking all like under everything, behind the sofas, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, in the spare room where my toys are, thinking like, oh, maybe like they're in there. I noticed my stuff was played with because I noticed like Taka was probably transformed and Burger Meal's wheels were out. Oh, yeah, that was fun. She picked up Burger Meal at one point today and was like, oh, a hamburger. I want a hamburger. And was like pretending to eat it. Like, that's like, I didn't know how to respond to that. But finally, I was like, you know what? I have a thought. Let's go do this. I go look. They're under her bed. Whenever you want to find something in our house and it's missing, go look under Kaylee's bed. It's probably there. Like, I don't know why she puts stuff under her bed. Like, to hide it.
So she wants to feed it to Hawkeye.
And, yeah. But the go-to spot is, like, put it under the bed and hide it. So, sure enough, there was all 5 games. I'm like, really? So I, like, pull them out. And I go pick her up, and we're in the car on the way home, and I'm like, did you take my Pokemon games and put them under your bed? Oh, yeah.
At least she's honest.
I know, right? I'm like, why? She's like, because. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I'm like, so that was fun. Like, I'm getting frantic at one point because I searched the whole house. I couldn't find him. I'm freaking. I had looked in her room. I didn't see him, but I didn't look under the bed. And then finally, I remembered finding a whole bunch of cards under there the other day, and I'm like, but they're under the bed. And then, sure enough, yep, there they were. I'm like, oh, that's pissing me off. My shit got put under the bed. I'm like, I never would have found it otherwise. Then I really would have started freaking out. But, oh, I did find Rat King and the Cockroach. I found those guys. I bought them.
I found the Cockroach. I couldn't find him. Fuck. I haven't found Rat King.
Like, I found them separately. I didn't find them together. And then I found, I got Deoxys. The Pokeball Deoxys. I got him. Then it was a Barnes & Noble. buying someone's birthday present, which is almost impossible to do because they're slightly hard to buy for. But, you know, because a book has to be perfect. I'm sitting there with, like, the flashlight on the phone shining on these books, right? Like some kind of a weird person. That was fun. But I found stuff to buy, so hopefully that goes over well. And then I was like, let me check for Pokemon while I'm here. And Barnes & Noble has Pokemon toys for some reason. Target doesn't. Barnes & Noble does.
Yeah, Target stopped carrying them. Yeah, so now Barnes & Noble and Toys R Us are the only places I know they have them.
Yeah, so I found it at Barnes & Noble. Because I'm starting to find Leafeon. I want Leafeon. I don't give a shit about
anything. I think my Barnes & Noble had Deoxys, too. That was the only one it had.
Like, because I found Mewtwo and Glaceon the last time I went. I found Deoxys this time. I want Leafeon. Like, I found Rotom at Toys R Us, and I was like, I don't care about you. You can stay on the shelf. Wait for Professor Oak to come find you. I don't care. And I found Glaceon. So I got all that, and I'm up to 9 power discs for Disney Infinity. I do, though, have 2 of Mickey's car and 3 of the Nemo one. That's fun. In fact, I got one pack that both discs in it were ones I already had. I'm like, oh, this is a waste of $5. But I still can't get the freaking Toys R Us exclusive shit because mine's still out of it. But whatever. And then, like, apparently there's another... Did you see that there's another Toys R Us disc coming out this week or something like that?
Yeah. I'm hoping there's a way to differentiate it between the one that exists already.
I don't know, man. I'm just like... Because then I saw somewhere like on the internet, like, oh, look, if you go stick it on one of the things, it'll tell you... No, it doesn't. You go stick it on one of the little pads in the store, it just plays a video about power discs.
Yeah, you can do it at your house.
Let's see. What else is there? I don't think I did anything else or got anything else. Because I just got the couple of things from HLJ, and Oki's box is now on the way. I haven't reserved anything else, thankfully. But, oh well. I never did go see about getting Pokemon Rumble U stuff, even though I want those figures. Like,
Yeah, that's the thing about the whole money situation, but buy a box, because there's one of everything in a box, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I heard. How much does that cost, though?
$3.99 times 18, plus tax.
Let's see. $3.99 times 18. That's $71 and then tax. At least you know you'll get all 18.
So,
but,
I've been meaning to do that, but then I went on vacation, so I haven't been able to do that yet.
Yeah.
Even though I bought 8 of them, but Jeff said he'd buy them, so.
And then I got very excited. I'm like, I see Matt's got like a whole set of like 18. I'm like, oh god damn it, Matt has them, and I don't. I feel like I've just failed at life.
You have.
Like Matt has things that I don't. Like Matt doesn't do anything. Matt just sits around being like, oh man, I love Glee. I used to be around, but now I'm not. Like, okay, Matt. What's up with you, spray can of salt?
Hey.
Shut up.
That just sounds so redundant.
Yeah, I know, that came out wrong. It was supposed to be an alpaca, I think, and an aerosol, but you just got double aerosoled. Because I'm stupid. And it's late.
I really haven't bought anything. I just now pre-ordered Pokemon.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I didn't do it before, but I just did that like an hour ago. I know, right? I'm like really excited.
You can't see this right now, but Aerosol has a massive erection.
D- Did we find out if he's actually like an alpaca yet?
No, but he looks enough like one to where he's still going to be on my team. I honestly, there's a larger chance of him being a llama than anything else. But I went to sleep thinking, you know what? There's a really slim chance of it. But if they release an alpaca Pokemon, that would just like make my life. And then I woke up to a tweet from Chris saying there's an alpaca Pokemon. I'm like, oh my god, are you serious? I like jumped out of bed. there's like, if it is an alpaca, that makes like two Pokemon this generation that have been introduced that I've always wanted.
What's
to
the
have
other?
Like, I've always wanted a lion type Pokemon, and I've always wanted an alpaca Pokemon.
We didn't have a lion already?
Entei was the closest thing, or Raikou, whatever. But they were the closest.
Yeah.
And even that's
it just
a stretch.
Never, it just never really felt like a true lion to me. But yeah, that's pretty much getting into whatever Pokemon discussion we might be having.
There's no might about it, so we're having a discussion about it.
Well, which we might as well do, because I really don't have anything else. I pre-ordered Pokemon that's kind of what I care about right now.
I was really expecting Dawson to be here by now. Huh.
Yeah. Anybody else notice how quiet it is?
Well, there's no echo.
Well, yes, because Dawson's not here. Is it Manectric a lion?
Is he? He never really seemed lion to me. He looked more wolf, even though I know he's supposed to be a lion. It just never really came across as a lion to me.
I'm just scrolling through the black and white sprites on my computer. Trying this.
I think it's because his mane is so not mane-ish that he doesn't really look like a lion.
Yeah.
Like, the new one, he looks like a lion cub.
Yeah, like,
I look
him.
At it and I'm like, yeah.
Luxray. Luxray's a lion.
That's true.
We lion.
I love Luxray. Yeah. I'm looking right at Shinx.
Yeah, he is pretty lion.
That thing's a fucking lion. That's what a Sphinx is, dude. It's a lion. Sphinx. Shinx, Luxio, and Luxray are awesome. I love my Luxray.
Shinx is just like Kimba the White Lion, except colored.
I don't know what that means. I'm pretty sure that's offensive. We don't use the term colored. I mean, Dawson probably does, but... I'm looking through. I'm at the end of Sinnoh. I don't see any other lions.
I love how I mentioned that I've always wanted a lion Pokemon, and then, like, you spend all this time trying to lure me. Like, I know we've had lion-esque Pokemon. It's just, I don't know, Litleo? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Litleo. Like, just you like a full-on lion. Like, just, like fucking Simba,
like,
but it's a Pokemon.
Like, looks like, yeah.
Like, you want Jonathan Taylor Thomas to come in and voice this shit. No, that's not... I understand. I mean, who doesn't want JTT and up in this bitch again?
Oh, man. Does that mean Matthew Broderick will voice his evolution?
Yes. Yes. And all was well in the world.
This is a fun discussion.
Yes, it is. So hopefully he'll show up within this segment. Seriously, it's 1 a.m. over here. There's no reason he shouldn't be here by now.
He's anyway. Probably died, and I'm fine with that. Maybe he got shot in a theater.
Maybe.
That's offensive.
So there was a Pokemon... Well, let's talk about Gaim first, since I think Dawson will care less about that, actually.
Yeah. I gotta find the cord for my headset, so... This will be fun.
Okay.
I don't know where it is.
So just real quick, there's an interview with, was it the producer or something? Executive producer? I don't know. Something.
Yeah, executive producer of Gaimu.
And so he's saying, like, he misses the earlier Heisei style in that the show was going to basically take a lot of cues from earlier Heisei shows, or getting rid of the two-part episode format that they've been doing forever. And I think it mentioned something about, like, the character depth being bigger or something. I don't really remember what it said, but something similar to that. So, yeah, it seems like they want to push Gaim in a direction of earlier Heisei as opposed to what we've had lately with two-part episodes, very dull middles.
That is nice, though. I mean, we've been saying for a while that we kind of want to see a different, just a different take on this, like how the story is handled instead of the two-part stuff. So it's nice to know that they are at least trying to do that. I'm definitely interested in seeing how it turns out.
Well, and this is part of what I was talking about with that Forze thing is, at the end of Forze, when we were talking about Wizard, we sat there like, oh man, I hope that they do different things with Wizard and it's not like, that it does something different. They don't do the same things. Here's my cord. They don't do the same things with Wizard that we've been doing and, you know, like all this other stuff. And then Wizard comes along and bam. Like, same cookie cutter thing. Here's the two-part episodes. Here's, you know, the gimmick and the, you know, a lot of the stuff we saw in Wizard ended up being a lot of repeats of stuff that we saw with, you know, Forze and O's and Double. But here they're going, no, we're going to differentiate. We're not going to do two-part episodes. We're not going to do a lot of the same stupid bullshit. I mean, they did away, as we saw in the toy catalogs, with the helper robot.
Yeah, like even the toys are kind of a shift away. Will you just plug it in? Christ.
I'm trying. Sorry.
I'm gonna wait.
I got it.
Are you done? Okay.
It's in. I put it in the hole. Thank you.
I feel better now.
That's what she said.
Like even the toy layout is a shift from what we had, because I mean we mention it all the time that it's such a generic thing. Like we have gimmick sets 1, 2, 3, 4 EX, etc., helper, whatever, capsule version, candy toy version, this, you have to buy all the weapons to get all the gimmicks, whereas with Gaim, we do technically still have the gimmick sets, except they're being sold individually. And, like, none of the weapons come with locks except for the main sword gun thing.
Which comes with Zangetsu's, but he doesn't have anything. Like, there's nothing special about Zangetsu. He doesn't have a special weapon, at least as far as we can see.
He's got a big shield thing.
He has no plate on his belt, even. Like, with his face or something, I don't know. But, like... And then, like, we were doing the end game of Forze, we were talking about it, and we were like, you know, oh, man, we got new Ankh here because, you know, fucking Kengo, right, is new Ankh. And then I remember, and I was listening to this earlier, I made the comment, I was like, well, what's new Ankh going to be? Like, made of something made of a ring? Nope, just made of the stone that powers the ring. God damn it. you know, it's like we did the same thing over and over and over again. And now they're going, you know what? No, we're going to go back to that, like, Kuga, Agito, Ryuki, Fize type style. You know, he referred to Zangetsu as, like, an Oja-esque character. I'm like, yes. This. Like, this is exactly what I want to see.
Like, I hope it's more of just kind of an asshole character rather than some homicidal maniac.
Oh, see, I was actually hoping for crazy homicidal maniac. That's fine.
Not that I'm against homicidal maniac, but...
But like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that I say, oh, Connor has to be grimdark or anything. I'm not one of those douchebags like Keith Justice, but like, you know, I would like to see something different than this.
I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Than this repeat cookie cutter that we've had for the past 4 years. Like, oh, look, it's the same thing. I can just cut and paste gimmicks and, you know.
They seem to have been pretty unabashed about what, like, how they're handling these previous seasons. Like, especially with the toy catalog that you see at the beginning of each year. It's just like...
This is the money we made last year, this is what we're going to do this year.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're trying to hide the fact that they are essentially doing this, or were doing the same thing year after year. But, and it is damn noticeable when you watch the show that it's less likely that four different writers had the same exact idea to, you know, build up this character and then kill him off at the end and do the whole dramatic thing. And it's more likely that, you know, that's definitely the producers stepping in saying, hey, this worked, let's do it again.
And then again and again and again and again. So it doesn't work anymore. Like, it's funny because I remember in one of those podcasts, I think it was Dawson, said something about, like, doing a show. Like, why don't we have another one that's like Ryuki where we have multiple writers? And then Gam comes in and is like, look, we have five writers. I'm like, whoa. Like, so they're actually just doing something different just from the start and having, at the very least, you know, three or four of them show up. And, seeing, you know, it's just seeing how it plays out, and they're not, may not necessarily, you know, we don't know yet, but they may not necessarily be like BFF Facebook friends forever. You know, like you see Beast comes in and he's like buddies with Wizard and stuff like that, but, you know, not that they have to fight and be like, oh, I hate you, hope you die.
It isn't, just kind of thinking back to the story synopsis that we had on Gaim. Isn't the idea of it that some of them are rivals?
Yeah,
like, not outside of the whole writer thing, that they're kind of already...
Yeah, because Team Gaim and Team Balon are, like, the rival, like, dance troops or whatever.
Teams. And because so that's a thing in
from
Japan.
What I can gather, they already have a rivalry outside of the whole writer thing. And so we're going to kind of have a... Team A versus Team B thing. Oh, look, I just texted you.
Loser.
What's the title?
Oh, it's really lame. It's Chip and Daigo, like Chip and Dale's, but
oh,
Daigo.
God, I'm glad you just commenced. I'm glad I didn't wait for that.
Me too.
Nobody else left. It's awesome. That was the plan.
Are we in the podcast right now?
Yeah, we've been in here for like a half hour.
Oh, cool. Where are we at?
We're talking about Gaim.
Gaim. That hasn't started yet. How long have I been gone?
Dude, it's like 2014. Stop it.
Fuck! How long was I out?
So, I think it'll be interesting to see how the rivalries start affecting the whole whatever the plot is, since I'm not really familiar with it, but it'll be interesting to see, I think. I know Ryugen is... Zangetsu's brother? I think?
He's somebody's brother.
He's someone's brother. So that'll be interesting because Ryugen's apparently part of Team Gaim. So. He'll be like our fun secondary rider. Why won't this refrigerator open?
There's a lock on it.
Oh, there we go.
It doesn't want to give you the string cheese.
No, my aunt has a string cheese for when we go gambling.
I like how there's a legit response to that. Don't be silly, she has the string cheese. God, amateur. Oh god, careful, Brian. That's not how you work the soda machine.
Hi.
What is the title we went with?
Yours. Nothing. We just didn't know what it was.
Oh, okay. This is timey-wimey shit.
Otherwise, our title is You'll Find Out Later. Which I suppose is just as good of a title as the one you came up with. But
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Brian told us to laugh at you when you came in where the podcast started.
I was too startled.
I feel like that was an elaborate setup to make me look like a jackass.
you come in
and I'm like, ha, loser, and then like nothing. Like, oh god.
That's why when I got in, I heard Errol say, "No one laughed at him."
So anyway, is there anything else to say about Gaim?
Gaim hopefully will be better than the shit we've been getting the past couple of years. Give me some Gaim.
I want to say I have a good feeling it will, but I don't want to jinx it. So
you said that about Wizard too.
I'm not a good call of character.
To be fair, we all said it about Wizards, so I guess it's going to be awesome.
That one time with GoBusters. You nailed it then.
Yeah, I got it once. I'm calling it now. GoBusters is going to be awesome.
Yes, it'll be awesome.
That was like a significant echo to that.
There's no one else in this hotel room except me right now, so.
Man. Brian, you can just run around. Just go run around back and forth, jump on the bed, start screaming.
You can run around the hotel room naked, Brian.
I could, but...
No, you're done. Not you, the voice I heard.
I'm being told by an authority over here that you should not do that, Brian.
I don't tell her not to worry, I will not do that.
He says he won't do that. Thank you. She's appreciative. She also says hi to Dawson and Aerosol. And Ryan.
Hello.
I don't say hi.
Also something about Dawson's mother being made of string cheese or something, I don't know.
Sweet. So, now on to...
That means Brian's going to eat her.
Oh. Ew.
Oh, Lord.
Look, I had enough mother being eaten out jokes today. I don't need...
Well,
oh, God.
I forgot to mention that in my one-ups.
Well, let's hear it.
That actually came out of my mom's mouth because we were at one of those, like, African safari drive-thru things.
Uh-huh.
And
where are you on vacation at?
It was in Ohio.
Makes sense. That's where they keep some of Africa.
No, they keep little Africa down here in New Orleans.
And so there was like a bunch of
that wasn't even a joke.
And deer and stuff. And they kept like coming through the window to try to get the food that my mom had in the cup. And my aunt handed her a carrot. And she dropped the carrot into her lap, and so the deer went to her lap. And then later on driving, she was like, "Man, this has been a really stupid day. I got eaten out by a deer."
Oh, God.
And then I just sit there and go, start dying.
Brian, why'd your mother let the deer eat her out? That's just gross.
And so, yeah, that was the thing. It was a lot of fun. I actually shot a little bit of video from it. My mom kept calling.
Oh God!
Wait, oh God!
No, not from the eating out, but.
Sure, it was a lot of fun for your mother too. Jesus.
My mom
Christ.
Kept calling them little fuckers, and it was really funny.
This is so dirty.
This big buffalo stuck his head in the car and started slobbering everywhere. It was really gross.
The fuck!
I don't think I'll be able to get an erection for a week now. Thanks, Brian.
I'm sorry.
Brian's over here filming his mother getting eaten out by a deer. I'm not the one you should apologize to.
God, I was in the back seat. You couldn't even see her. There's just noises.
That must be a horrible video.
No.
So anyway, Pokemon. This is a weird segue. There was another Pokemon Direct earlier...
Which I found out about, like, the day before.
Yesterday, whatever. We all did. And so we're all expecting some big news. And there was a decent amount of news. There is this app called Pokemon Bank. Not to be confused with Sperm Bank. That
why? Why would you? Who would confuse that with a sperm bank?
I might confuse a Pokemon Bank with a sperm bank.
Those
you don't
people
know.
That draw naughty pictures of Gardevoir.
Look, Gardevoir is a tramp and she's asking for it, okay?
So, anywho.
See how she looks at me.
So that has, like, 100 boxes you can store, what was it, 3,000 Pokemon? Or something yes. like that?
Yeah. It's 30 per box, Brian, so simple math will tell you 3,000.
I math good. And that's, apparently, they said...
I didn't even got that.
They said it was going to be a paid service, but according to, like,
Brian talks like awesome rights.
It's just going to be $5 a year, so...
Oh, that's really good.
That's completely insignificant, so...
Yeah.
Next to the power of the Force.
Brian wipes his ass with $5. He's like, I'm the Shuquin Shinobi. He makes his own toilet paper out of him.
That's so expensive. Considering it is $5.
So, considering it is something that would, like, require a lot of space and mm-hmm. management, $5 is a fantastic price.
So
why would I God, I have to pay $5 to store 3,000 Pokemon? This is ridiculous.
The fuck, I'm sure there's somewhere, also, someone probably said that.
It's a really nice and kind of simple way to trade your Pokemon from Black and White to mm-hmm. the new games, too.
Yeah,
I really dig it.
It's basically got this Poketransfer tool that lets you trade Black, White, Black 2, White 2 Pokemon to X and Y, like, pretty much seamlessly. So that's pretty neat. What else was in there? Oh, Mega
Which
level,
means that you can
Mega
basically...
Level? Did I really
like,
say that?
Shut up. You could basically take your Gen 3 Pokemon and now use them on X and Y.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
That's like... That's intense. Those Pokemon are now as old as Ashes. They're like 10 years old. Except they'll actually age and Ash won't.
We've got Mega Evolutions for Blastoise, Charizard, and Venusaur.
Yes!
Poor Charizard still is not a Dragon-type.
Fuck that. Fuck Charizard and Dragon-type.
Mega Blastoise.
It's the best thing ever.
I love Charizard, but seriously, Mega Blastoise is like one of the coolest things ever.
He evolves a goatee.
He does. I noticed that he's got a little fucking like goatee thing. One giant-ass cannon on his back and two cannons on his arms.
He's got shell arms with cannons. Like, Blastoise was already my favorite of the Kanto starters. Now he's even more favorite because he's fucking mega and he's mega fucking awesome. And then here, look, I mean, Charizard looks kind of cool, I guess. Whatever.
Venusaur just gets a flower on his head.
Poor Venusaur's just there.
There is actually more to Venusaur than just the flower, but he...
His tree gets all bigger.
It is...
Shit.
Yeah, he's got two layers. He's got two different layers of leaves now,
and there's those markings on his face.
Technically, one big trunk and then two branches off of it, and then vines going around. Markings on his face as well. It's just one of those things where Venusaur was already kind of the more, I guess, complicated design of the three.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot to add to him, and it's kind of, it's not really noticeable at first.
I'm not saying I don't like
them. Back to back.
Because I do like all three, but I just like Blastoise the best.
Venusaur actually gets thick fat, which is a pretty helpful ability for Venusaur.
Yeah, well, they all get things that are helpful. But
Blastoise
isn't
that helpful.
I like the look of Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle in like X and Y. I think they look pretty cool. Squirtle especially. Just saying.
Squirtle's they said that your friend actually gives you your starter, and then the professor gives you the Kanto starter later.
And it can Mega Evolve.
And then it can Mega Evolve, obviously. So you'll actually have three starters automatically for this game between your actual starter, a Kanto starter, and the Torchic you can download. So that's
imagine if you pick like Bulbasaur and Froakie, or like Squirtle and Chespin, and then you get Torchic. You'll have one of each type. That'd be so awesome.
And I always pick the fire type. But God, Froakie is making it so difficult to keep to my gun.
Oh, I always get
that's a weird way of putting stick to your gun. sorry. I'm going to keep to my gun.
Well, I get both versions, and I always pick
water type. I'm having an Andy moment, I'm sorry.
I pick water type all the time. So, in one version. So, Froakie's already a definite.
Because I've been watching some of the X and Y anime trailers, and I think there's only, like, two different ones. he makes, like, little tiny shuriken things out of his beard.
He used beard bullets.
I must have missed that one. I saw one. I must have been the trailer I didn't see. I need to watch this.
If you need to search Pokemon Triple X, just try Google. That's
I'm not going to search Pokemon Triple X. I want to see Pikachu getting fucked the shit out of a Gyarados or something.
You didn't come up with anything. You just Googled Amanda Bynes side boob.
What? Wait, I should try that. Amanda Bynes side boob? That sounds kind of good.
I watched that one today. Anyway.
Tell me more about Amanda Bynes side boob. Hold on.
Nope.
Amanda, please.
what else? America's getting the X and Y DS 3 whatever.
3DS XL?
Yes.
Tell them about the wrist thing. Tell them about the wrist thing, Brian. Tell them about the wrist thing.
It makes things mega evolve.
I want one. Like a real one.
Yeah,
not
it
like
would be kind of cool. I'd buy one.
I want one that fits me. Like, not like one that like fits me like a fucking Sentai changer where you gotta like stretch it and it barely fits and just falls off. Like, I want one that's actually like...
I think mine will fit. I have chicken wrists. I think there's kids' wrists that are thicker than mine.
Well, I'm an adult, so I want an adult-sized one. I realize that, like, you know, you're a child and Brian has woman hands, but I'm an adult.
That awkward moment when Brian and I realized our hands are the same size. Like, lol, Brian's woman hands, and then I'm like, oh my god, they're the same. Ever tell anybody about this? Now everyone knows.
I love how in the Nintendo Direct, first of all, we're going to dub over Iwata. Yeah. So he doesn't talk so slow. And then
they should do that for all of them.
Because if they didn't dub him over, it would have been like an hour long.
It was still a pretty slow.
But... like, it took forever to get to the actual discussion. Like, they just went on and on about, like, look, this is how we transfer things in the past. And they kept going,
it's a link cable.
It's a link cable. And then we're like, this is stupid. And then we had a wireless adapter. And we had that thing in Japan for Crystal. Nobody here got because it was only in Japan. And
makes sense.
And then they're
I love how they were picking up the Game Boy, and they're like, it's so massive.
Like my penis.
Oh, Lord. I really want to see the next reveal be the fucking evolutions. So I can, that'll help make my decision better. Especially since there's possibly having three starters on your team. Because I was going to go with Froakie, but I kind of want Mega Blastoise. So if, like, the other two's evolutions are awesome, I can choose one of them.
Well, since I'm going to have two versions, I will have Mega Blastoise. Because Mega Blastoise is the shit.
Man, but, and Chespin gets no love.
I think I'm probably picking Chespin.
I just probably, usually hate the grass starter. I'm a dick.
I love the grass starter.
I usually go water and grass.
Right.
What kind of losers like grass starters? Well, actually. Damn it, Arizona.
Sorry?
I'm just kidding. I dig Chexmix. Chexmix. I dig Chexmix. It's a healthy alternative. No, Chespin, because he's kind of different. He's like, but I'll probably choose on one file. But look, I just really want to see the evolutions because that kind of matters. Because like, I love Mudkip, but I really don't like the other evolutions. Wait till I'm done talking about Mudkips.
Fuck your Mudkips. I mean, look, I liked my Treecko. I enjoyed using Turtwig. He was fun. I'm a fan of grass starters. I just tend to prefer water ones. But I do like my grass starters a lot. I do like Snivy. Superior was cool.
My Superior sucked balls, but Ash's Snivy's awesome.
But let's face it, you suck balls, so it's all good. The only really grass starter I actually never used or really wasn't a fan of was Chikorita.
Chikorita.
I loved having Venusaur and Leaf Green. Like, he was epic. So I'm my grass types get love. I love me some grass types.
So
I love him joking, guys. You don't have to, like...
I love him real good.
The only grass starter I like is Trico.
Trico is a shit. Fucking Grovyle.
Trico's the shit or a shit?
He's the shit. Dude, look at Grovyle. He's like a fucking, like, gecko ninja. His fucking arm blades.
I remember when
shit.
I named one Geico. That was fun.
My God, it's great. I can't believe it.
I hope Dawson dies later tonight.
Me too.
Live on the podcast. We all just laugh at him.
He died, huh? What a loser.
Like, during my summer, he goes to brush his teeth. You just hear him in the background slip and fall. Smash his head open on the tile floor. We all laugh. His blood oozes
everywhere.
This
is becoming a real thing now.
He's going to crawl to the bathroom now. He's afraid it's going to happen.
Now, whatever reason, I'm remembering that one time when I hung up the call, because I was fake being mad, but I really went to go brush my teeth, and you guys had called, and it went to my phone and left a message. And you know, I could listen to it, and it's hilarious. It's just you making a bunch of Mr. S references and accents, and then you couldn't figure out how to hang it up. Like, all right, drop him from the call. Just push the button, you're like, I'm doing...
I remember that.
I do too. That was fantastic.
I for a while, because like whenever I would laugh, like, I'll just listen to these two try to figure this out.
I can't hang it up. Hang it up.
It took us like an additional minute after after we made the message to figure out how to get him out of the call.
Just hang up the fucking call. I can't. I'm trying. It's not working. Push the button. I am. It won't hang up on him. Oh god, that was fantastic. I forgot about that until just now. Those were good times. Fucking Dawson and his teeth brushing.
Fuck me and my dental hygiene.
Yeah, fuck you. I was about to say that. Fuck your hygiene. The only gene you should be fucking is Eugene.
Oh god.
Well, now it's time for
superhero time.
It was weird.
Yeah, I know, right? Wizard of Priest. So, this week's wizard isn't wizard. That's the other guy on the podcast. What's his name? Kyoryuger. There we go.
It's a guy now.
What's his name?
Is episode 27. So it starts off, and Endor makes him some monsters and gets in an argument with Dogold, and that's a thing. Meanwhile, the others are trying to find Daigo, and they just lay out a bunch of their favorite things as bait, and they tie up Amy, all like dressed all weird like, and Daigo won't come out. But then he finally does. And runs away. Like, he won't come out, but then he just shows up and then gets scared off. Like, son of a bitch. So, they're running around looking for him like crazy. Ian goes back to base for whatever reason, and the others encounter Endor and his monsters. They get raped. Their Gabu revolvers get sealed so they can't transform. There is then, like, a pretty epic out of suit battle. Like a really epic out of suit battle. Before they do that, they go talk to Gabutira and Zaktor, and they're like, Gabutira, you can't help. You're too fucking big. Gabutira's like, aww. And then he goes away sad. And then Zaktor tries to comfort him and is like, it's okay, Gabutira. You have all your friends, Geki and Grandpa Tyranno, and it'll be fine. And he's like, it's not the same. He's like, that alpaca thought I was a Jew. And, they're like, God damn it, Ian, you fucking made him sad. He's like, you know what, screw you guys, I'm going back to base. That's how it happened. And so he's talking to Yayoi and like, hey, fix your boyfriend. He's all like pissy. And she's like, I'm trying, I don't know what to do. She's like, we'll take your tits out, it'll make it better. He's like, that's not going to work. He's a dinosaur, he can't reach them with his short arms. Like, oh yeah. So the others encounter, I don't know how that happened. The others are all like, they have their shit locked up. They can't transform. Ian's like, oh fuck, they're fighting. I'm going to go help. Torin's like, I'll go too, because I'm a bird. That makes me better. I don't know how that makes it better. But Ian gets sealed away too. He can't transform either. Torin finds Daigo and uses his stone wings to make him Dion transform. And Daigo's like, oh, that's cool. I'm better now. So he finds out the others are in trouble, so he goes in his beaten and battered condition to go assist them, which he does because there's more out-of-suit fighting because this episode was awesome that way. And Daigo saves Amy, jumps in. He's like, oh yeah, well, I don't care a shit about you guys. You can't kill me because I got friends. I'm like, I think I heard this before, but in a less cool way. And then he took his shirt off. He took his jacket off, and then he was like, look, guys, I'm Leo. RIP. And because that joke wasn't made before. And so then he starts fighting shirtless because that's what you have to do nowadays to get ratings. And finally, like, Yayoi comes in and realizes, oh, fuck, maybe we shouldn't use the battery on Daigo. And so she comes in with her gun cannon thing. And is like, use the battery on Gabutira. And for whatever reason, she decides to just run in like a crazy person with the gun and not transform and just attack things. I'm like, did you need to do that? But okay, whatever. I just wanted to show her doing flips and shit and being flexible. So finally, he's like, Gabutira, eat this shit. And Gabutira eats it and becomes Mini-Tira, and he's all adorable. And then he transforms while Gabutira like bounces around the screen. He then turns Gabutira into Mini-Tira into a gun and becomes Kyoryuged Cannibal. And we cut to a scene of him at carnival dancing shirtless or something. It was more shirtless scenes. It was kind of weird. He then proceeds to fight and beat the shit out of everyone, including the ninja baddie, because he's the one that sealed everybody. Ninja baddie gets defeated by like an epic combination of the Mini-Tira and the Gabutira Revolver. He blows up. He then gets made giant. But after he blows up, everyone's weapons get unsealed. Gabutira spits up the plus one battery and then becomes giant again. Plus one comes in with Bunpaki riding on his back. The fuck?
I'm getting a phone call.
So they make Bakuretsu Kyoryujin. They fight some, they blow up the bad guy. Meanwhile, Chaos has called Endor back to base, and he's like, I figured out how we're going to get the most hate out of those guys. And I'm like, okay, how? And they throw up a wanted poster of Torin and they shoot it a few times. I'm like, oh, I get it. And then they're back at base and Daigo's just being a shirtless jackass, like, shitting around. And they're like, it's okay, guys. We are all happy now. And Ian's like, God damn, you're forgetting all the ladies. And it ends. So this was a pretty cool episode. I enjoyed the intro of Carnival, even though it didn't use any of his armaments. I guess we're going to get those one at a time or something, I don't know. The suitless fight scenes were just awesome. Like, I wasn't expecting it. It's something they haven't really done. Especially not in Sentai too much. And I really enjoyed it. Like watching what's his name? I don't even know his name anymore because I forgot. Oh, Soji. Like, just do all like the sword shit and everything, and Uchi being a badass. Like, it was just so cool to watch like them doing stuff for once. So that was fun. What do you guys think?
I guess
anyone else here?
No, I'm here. I just didn't know if anyone else was going to talk. And Dawson's back because I can hear myself.
I've been here the whole time. I heard your phone ring, Brian.
Shut up. So anyway, this was a fantastic episode that was only oddballed by shirtless Daigo. Like, it had really awesome choreography in the fight scenes. Mini Tira is adorable.
Oh, guys, I need, like, a little plush Mini Tira.
Carnival's transformation is fanciful.
Fancy Feast.
Oh my god, Fancy Feast.
I can't wait for them to start, or start, what am I saying? Start? Yes, feast. Start.
You can eat cat food? Sorry.
Start using the, like, the Kyoryugen modes, because I just really dig that, and it's an incredible shame that Bandai didn't make a, like, FMCS-style figure for Carnival. Because I would have bought that in a heartbeat. But
I want to see. I want to see how he gets the armaments. Like what he does to make them appear.
Cheat codes.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Just like Grand Theft Auto, he can summon a tank.
But yeah, it was a really good intro episode for Carnival and a nice wrap up to what they started last episode, and I don't really have any complaints. Shirtless Daigo was weird. It's not necessarily a complaint. I just think it was really weird.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Shirtless Daigo.
Or because of the break, did it seem like they've been looking for Daigo for a really long time? Because like, they were doing that ruse, and they were like, this has got to work. It's been like 2 weeks. Like, he's still out there just growling.
I loved the when they were. I wanted to make a joke about it because they're stalling for time to let Daigo escape because the bad guys find him.
Transformation.
And they're like, Uchi's gonna do this ninja transformation, and he does like this whole thing that's basically like a hurricane or a tribute or something. I don't know. I guess because they danced for him a couple episodes ago. They like this hurricane / cock ranger type thing, and he just being all obnoxious and stupid. It was hilarious.
The best like, part about that scene was their facial expression.
Yeah, like, you know, everyone's reactions to that was just great.
Like, I love how the bad guys are just going to stand there and watch them. Like, how long is this going to take? Like, about 3 days. Like, it's not a Super Saiyan transformation. Stop it. Like, I'm just going to yell and we're going to fight for a while. And no, that was funny. I enjoyed that part as well.
I admittedly got up during the beginning portion of your summary. Did you guys already mention the new scenes that were added to the opening?
I did not mention that at all.
Oh no!
The new scenes for the opening are fantastic.
They include Ramirez.
Ramirez. In fact, I think the opening needed more Ramirez.
It did. Like, I love, though, that they show, like, the Spirit Rangers, and they have, like, all nine of them, and they have all the Juden. I hope they add Silver. Like,
they
fix it and add Silver and Brigigas.
I was thinking about that. I mean, is they going to add it later? But, like, when they have the group chat, I'm like, why didn't they just wait?
But I definitely like the adjusted intro. I think it's pretty cool.
It's nice to finally have an intro that's not all movie footage.
Yeah.
I think the movie footage worked well with Kyoryuger's intro, but it's like I've been seeing that for a really, really long time.
Like, I always enjoy the beginning of Kyoryuger's intro when they do their, like, slow walk and it kind of flashes over their suit. I always thought that was cool. And I hated when I thought that was coming up and they would just show a museum. It was like, damn you, education, you ruin everything.
poor Dawson still can't read. After all these years.
I wish I had more to say. Brian kind of covered it.
Thanks, Brian.
I mean, Carnival's fun. I'm still not a huge fan of the design. That's just kind of a personal thing, but I don't know. It just feels
I'm
really
not a
busy.
Fan of your design, but
I'm sorry.
it is admittedly really busy.
But I feel like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It fits the personality of the show.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel like there was more that I wanted to say prior to
this
starting the podcast, but now I can't think of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do hope to see a little more on. We are, I guess, going to be focusing on the bad guys trying to attack him now. I'd like to find out a little bit just what he is, why he is. I don't know.
Like, I feel like there's going to be
why he turns to stone.
A little bit of an arc with Torin starting next episode.
He's got a Gokaidra Wanted poster. It's clearly a Gokaidra tribute.
Oh, God.
Holy crap.
Right?
I know, I just thought of something.
What?
Okay, so Torin's, like, little bit is starting next episode, and he's gonna get, like, brainwashed or whatever, and fight Kuroyujin and stuff. What if if it spans a couple episodes, what if, like, Torin's a person?
And his name is Anakin.
Yes.
He's shaking.
And so what if Torin becomes, like, personified?
And he wants a Turbo Man doll.
And becomes silver. And that's why the Giga Gabu Revolver looks like Torin's color scheme.
That could happen. What if he becomes the Gabu Revolver? What if he's actually a gun? He's a gun that got turned into a bird. That sounds like Nate's Vlogs type of movie.
I mean, that's possible. I did think of that a little bit ago when you started talking. Like, what if it becomes silver?
It could happen. I remember there was that 3-second fake rumor about him being gold.
That was fun.
Is there anything else about Kuroyujin? I want to move on to Wizzled so I can leave.
Okay, thanks, Brian. It's okay, later he reveals we're not really his friends, so.
Well, that's where his coworker.
I was in the future listening to it. It was heartbreaking.
We're not his friends, we're his coworkers.
Exactly.
I was there for that.
Well, this is another incident. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
We have a whole file on Brian. We have a whole file on Brian and his incidents.
Okay, so shout out Wizard now?
Yep, HR will hear about this, Brian.
Okay.
So we have an HR department.
Toby, goddammit.
Can you imagine our HR department?
It would just be like Toby, and he would just not really do anything. Oscar said I mentally checked out. Yep. Okay, so...
Could you imagine if we had an HR department when we had the site? That would have been fun. Oh, wait, that was Brian. Let me see how that turned out.
I was Toby.
Brian was more like Holly.
He had a vagina?
Sure. And he made weird voices. And he married Michael Scott. Mm-hmm. That's Kat. For some reason, Kat is now Michael Scott.
I believe that. They look kind of the same.
This is getting weird. I thought Brian was Michael Scott and I was Pam. And Aerosol was a black man. I'm aware of the effect I have on women. Anyway, let's try to start this for a third time. After we pass this tunnel. We're almost there. Okay, we made it. We're clear. Okay, we start off with Todoroki attacking Wizard. He knocks him out because he's all experienced and stuff. And, you know, when you have bloodshot eyes, you're really good at Wizard. And meanwhile, the others are just sitting there like, where did we go wrong in raising Yuzuru? Well, you left him for like 5 weeks and he was on a milk carton and then people don't even drink milk anymore. So it was useless. They're like, you know what, let's go over to White Wizard's for some tea. I think that'll make us feel better. So, after a brief stop at White Wizard's bachelor pad, he takes the other four wizards to Pillars, and he explains to them that he needs them to be a power source because regular people aren't strong enough, and he needs Pillars, and I'm evil, and I want my daughter back creepily, and all that stuff. So then he goes and puts Koyomi on a portal of power, and starts... It looks just like it.
Choose your sky, then.
Koyomi! And then you put her on there and her little catchphrase is just, Yummy! So everyone's getting all caught up in the...
I think Cat falls in and sit with a giraffe again.
Rinko tells Nito, he's like, you're the city's only hope. He's like, I thought I was just a side character. It says on my sheet, guest star. So then he attempts to fight White Wizard and fails like usual. So then he goes inside himself and talks to Chimera. And he's like, you know what? I think I'll just let you out for like a country buffet type deal. And you could just save everybody. It's like, that sounds like a good deal. So he goes out of himself and White Wizard's still there preaching, you archetype, archetype. He's like, shut the fuck up. You don't even have a fucking gun. You just got that stupid flute. And so he
stabs. You're not Tommy.
Stabs. Tommy has guns, clearly. No, he's Wolverine. So he stabs. And Chimera comes out, and he just eats... Whoa, sorry. I got distracted for a second. He just eats all of the mana and saves everybody, and he comes back, and he just knocks White Wizard out of the way. He's like, fuck your shit, White Wizard. And he's like, funny. And he just falls over. I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, boy. fuck your shit, White Wizard.
So he goes up to Nito, he's like, eat me if you want, or whatever. No, just like Brian's mom. And then...
I want to be eaten like Brian's mom.
I like your style, Niglet. And then he just tries off to go live a majestic life somewhere. And then Haruto shows up looking pissed. And it ends.
And you don't want to put this man in blackface. Stop it. We need Dawson Ryder as Jinx.
I like this version of the episode a lot better.
They're all black. Of course you do.
I actually liked the episode quite a bit. In a way, I was kind of surprised that the Sabbat went off. Because I was kind of expecting an 11th hour thing. Like, Haruto had all of his gear. Why didn't he just... You know, use something like pickpocket, please, or handcuff, lock, please. I don't know. But, like, he had all of his shit.
Because he doesn't have infinity.
Well, that's clearly has the pickpocket ring. But I was expecting some sort of, like, 11th hour thing where, you know, the Doctor and Amy save everyone from giant floating eyeballs. Sorry. I just said that and I thought of it. But we're like, it just didn't happen. But I was kind of surprised that it actually did start. And it was kind of neat to see Beast actually play a more pivotal role. And I just love the idea of him just letting Chimera out to eat the mana. It wasn't like some sort of, you know, Beast, oh, I believe in myself, I get stronger, I can beat him. It was like, you know what, I'll just let this fucker out.
It was a Beast's way of, like, overcoming everything and being awesome was basically just kind of giving up. Like, you know what? This is fucking pointless. Let's just do this.
Just go at it. Can't get much worse than this.
And I like how fucking White Wizard's over here going, you're the archetype, 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 archetype. And, like, they never really actually fucking explain what an archetype is.
That's one of the things I want to know. Like, obviously, it was the old wizards that presumably fought the phantoms and whatnot, but I just want to... It'd be a really interesting backstory, but I like how Nito just got fed up with it. Mine was a little different the way he said it, but I just like... He's like, man, shut the fuck up. Like, wow. It was getting kind of annoying, because every time Beast would show up, we'd be like, oh, you archetype scum. I know I'm just a character archetype, but still, it's insulting. Like, I have a quirk. I like mayonnaise.
Man, shut the fuck up.
That's pretty much what it was like.
Like, that entire scene was really cool, and it was nice to have, like, a moment where Nito actually existed as a character and did something. Yeah, like, I hate how he's treated as such a plot device in this show, because, like, he just doesn't do anything unless it's needed for the plot.
And I hate how weak he's been this whole time. Like, he shows up in the first episode like all six Rangers or second riders and kicks ass, and then they're usually, you know, their powers leveled out a little bit, but he got beat every episode. He very rarely defeated a phantom by himself, so that's why it was nice to see him save the day instead of Haruto coming in to save him.
Go ahead, Aerosol.
It really feels like the main writer never really wanted Nito in his show to begin with. From what I understand, he never really writes any of Nito's episodes.
Reading that.
Yeah. And this really felt like it was nice to see Nito get a big moment for once. But he still doesn't really have a story.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
That's what's sad. There's no there's no real plot to Nito. And this does feel more or less like a way to get
rid of him,
Beast, out of the final moments. Especially since he did more or less just kind of destroy the Beast powers, so he's not Beast anymore.
Just a guy.
That all said, I did like the moment. I liked that Nito got a kind of a heroic stand, and I like that they actually thought to use the whole "I can eat mana" thing. I saw all of the mana floating through the sky. I'm like, you know what? Beast could just eat all of that. And I'm glad that they, decided to do that, as opposed to the whole Phoenix incident thing.
Oh, nom 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 nom.
Brilliant, right? I also like how this sort of final stand tied into his whole little, one of his catchphrases, which is, there's opportunity and danger. Oh, because he says really funny, he's like, "Pinch chance!" Like, that's all I ever hear. I'm like, it sounds cooler in the subtitles. But I thought that was kind of nice, too. Because that was kind of like a giant grandstand of that whole idea. It's like, well, this guy could eat me, but I could save the world. So, I think that there should have been a moment also like Paul Blart where he, got the hot sauce in the dude's eye, but with mayonnaise. Like, he just squirts his eye with it, like, damn, should have capitalized on that.
I do also like that the Chimera was pretty much just like, oh, hey, you're pretty cool. Bye.
I wonder where he's going now. He's a spin-off.
What does a giant, phantom thing do? Like, does he just, chill out?
He's gonna go to some abandoned island and just sleep. Sleep off his Thanksgiving dinner he just had.
He still needs to eat. How is he gonna eat now? Does he go kill other phantoms?
I was gonna say that would suck
for random people that are phantoms. But just trying to blend into society or whatever, the Chimera just fucking swoops down, picks him up and eats him.
alright, I got this job. I think my cover's... Oh! Did I just see that giant flying lion? No? I was thinking
I was just gonna say, I would love it if Wizard ended where, Gremlin or Carbuncle are the last ones left, and Chimera just kind of fucking flies in and eats them, and that's it.
I was thinking when he's flying off, I'm like, I wonder if they're going to explain what happens to him or anything more about him. I'm like, well, knowing the way it's been going, I don't think they're going to mention it again. He's just going to live happily ever after.
Beast has his moment now. Nito's done as a character. The Chimera's gone. They'll have to figure out how to retcon it for the next super team-up movie thing. They're like, oh, you fixed it with magic or some shit. I hope not, but they will. But yeah, it was nice to completely enjoy an episode of Wizard. I've been enjoying the last couple episodes, but this one was really good.
Yeah, it was.
I think that's our cue. Is there anything else to say?
There's only two more episodes, right?
Yeah. Okay, 1551 and then the two specials.
Alright. Cool. It should be pretty good. I think Wizard's gonna win and then walk away from the city. He's like, I protected the hope of the city, and then come here, just dives in and eats everything. End scene. And then the last title card is Power Rangers RPM.
No, it ends. Aruto's just kind of walking away from the city, triumphantly, he saved everyone, and you just see Chimera swoop in from the corner of the screen, and then it pauses and ends. You don't even get to see it, you just see Chimera swoop in. Good times. Chimera's fucking awesome. Garo.
Yay. There's always just silence after that, or you guys go off on some random
tangent. I don't know how many episodes we have left.
I think only, well, let's see, this was 22.
Yeah,
this was, so I think 22. Only three. I think three. We're only going up
ends
to about
25.
25.
Makes sense. Yeah. But
this,
I totally called the fist thing.
Yeah.
It's literally, well, I mean, just a fist.
Yeah, we knew last week that he was going to get it, but yeah, you called that it was just going to be a fist.
It's a fist that can, like, metamorphose because it's soul metal, but it's still,
yeah,
a fist.
That came about really quickly. Like, Rivera just kind of kicks open the doors to their base.
I didn't even know that's where she was going. Which, she just,
yeah,
showed up.
I'm like, how the hell does she know where they are? And then the next line is, my tongue told me. Oh, okay. That makes sense. And then Barai's just like, Takaru, take this fist.
Soul metal fist, go.
Okay. And that was, like, that was it. He just, like, shoved it onto his stump and all better.
He just bashes it into his stump.
So the pacing at the beginning of this episode was kind of like a little weird,
a little bit.
Because Rivera actually ended up dying in this episode, and I checked the time, and that was only 10 minutes in, which was like, oh, she really is just dead now. Okay.
No one liked her anyway.
I feel like if this episode was a bit longer, we might have had a little bit more build up to that, but no. She just kind of busts in and they stab her through the gut. Okay. What else? Oh, they were doing the whole protection charm thing on Bri. Yeah,
they just kept writing the same kanji on him over and over again.
Yeah. A lot of this really was just kind of him on his way to sacrifice himself to stop Zadam.
He was to go stop Zekrom.
Which which wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
I loved the scene with Tosei, just because it was really funny. Because he's sitting there flipping the fuck out, trying to figure out how he can live.
He's such a little rat. Like, he
kind of looks like a little rat, too.
I'm watching that, I'm like, oh, you are such a skeevy little bastard. I like Tosei.
He's a good villain for, like, not having any powers and shit.
Yeah.
In a show of, like, this kind of, like, magical caliber, it's really interesting to have the main villain be a character that doesn't have any sort of magical abilities. He's just a really big prick.
I like how he's freaking out about, you know, accidentally waking up Zadam. And he's like, oh god, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, the knights are killing our horrors. And then Bri and the others show up. And he's like, oh, Bri, you're going to take care of it? Cool, you should definitely sacrifice yourself. Seriously, save us. I'm human, right? I'm human. Like, just going on and on. I'm like, wow, you are such a dick. Like, I love it, though. I do really like Tosei, and just,
like, this is
this
all
whole,
his fault, and he literally has absolutely no remorse or responsibility for it whatsoever.
Yeah. Just this whole, like, he finds out that Bri's gonna sacrifice himself, he's like, oh, that's good! Yeah, I can use the heroes to save the day! But after that, we got more or less just a little conversation between And a couple of flashbacks, scenes we've already seen of between Bri and Ryuga. And I liked it. I thought it was a nice little moment. I think I care. We haven't gotten a huge amount from Bri, but he has been sort of intertwined in the lives of two of our characters. And, you know, as the show has progressed, he has played or been shown to have played a bigger role than we thought at first. So I'm like, you know what? I care more about this Bri death than I do about Z-Ranger Bri.
Me too. He is the Bri I care about most. Out of the two that I know of. But it's a situation where I wouldn't have guessed it from the beginning episodes that I was going to actually have a appreciation for pretty much every character on the show. Like, I would have never expected to really give a crap about, like, Rianne or Bri. And now by the end of the show, you do. And I think that goes to show how well they're handling the character development in the show. Especially compared to a lot of other shows that we tend to watch.
Well, at first it's just like, oh, he's an old priest. This is our sort of old man mentor person. But as we've got more flashbacks and as the series has progressed, we've seen how he kind of raised Ryuga for a good chunk of his life. And he did quite a bit. Like, he was friends with Zonshi. He was friends with Ryuga's mother. He hid stuff to protect Ryuga. He, like, a lot of this stuff has kind of been quite a burden on him.
Bitch gets around.
Yeah.
He's like that guy in the city or the village that, like, everyone interacts with. He's that person.
So it's like when they do kind of go over and flashback to all these scenes with them over the course of the series, I'm like, you know what? I kind of forgot all this animosity that Ryuga had towards him. And how Ryuga was kind of a dick to him at first.
Kinda.
But also, just like, you know, Bri did do quite a bit. Mostly in flashbacks. It was mostly stuff that kind of took place before the series began, leading up to everything. But he really did have a lot to deal with. So it is kind of a nice little, as you were saying, you kind of appreciate the character, and I kind of appreciate him a little bit more even now in his last big scene with Ryuga. And the scene with him just walking off to his death, just a total badass. I don't know. That I really dig it. It was it's just a scene that hit like all the marks of, like I said, a badass. So
it's funny because, like, he's a Makai priest, so his weapon is basically this paintbrush, and he's just fucking walking toward the building, just swinging a paintbrush, and then the, like, meteor things just, like, go poof and explode. And then he finally gets there, and now he's batting away, like, floating kanji symbols or something. And then the episode ends, and it's probably the most, like, ridiculously, like, badass death march ever. I will kill you with my paintbrush.
Yeah, and it looks like next week we'll see either the final fight with Zonshi or another fight with Zonshi.
You never really know at this point. The motto whores were dropping like flies.
Yeah. I do legitimately like Sonji, though. I think he's kind of interesting. So I'd be interested in seeing what they do for his final moments.
Yeah.
You took so long to respond. I'm like, did all of that get through?
Yeah. No, Sonji's an interesting character because we know now about his past and how he got turned into a Amato Horror. So he was kind of the example that we got of how quickly the turn happens to where you hardly even know. It just, you get stabbed and you're done. Basically. Like, you have no choice but to listen. And he was such a noble warrior at the time that even like a warrior of his stature can get turned easy. And so, not only that, you know that he's strong. And
yeah.
His horror form is really badass looking. But, but it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out, and I'd like to see Bri there when he either lives or dies. I don't really know what route they're taking with him, but just because of their history, too. So it'd be kind of disappointing if, like, Bri's over here with Zedom and he, like, ends up dying or whatever, and so you get really no closure between there. Little line of relationshipness, but it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. But the battles with Sonji have always been one of the cooler ones in the show so far. So I'm looking forward to the next episode because that's about all we know that's going to happen.
Yeah,
but this should be interesting.
That's pretty much it. I thought. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wasn't aware she was a fan of Garo.
Bella really, really wants the Garo discussion to continue.
But I was just gonna say, I've been sitting here for the past half hour trying to figure out more stuff to say, but. Aside from the pacing being a little wonky, I don't know. It just felt a little quick at the start.
Yeah, it really was. Like, I feel like the whole thing with Rivera was supposed to be longer, but then they just decided she wasn't important enough and condensed it into the beginning of this episode. But, I mean, it's fair because she really wasn't important. No one likes her.
Yeah.
it did definitely seem rushed. But it was fun.
Yeah. So, I guess it's on to,
Ramble time.
Yeah!
Yeah. That thing you guys talk about now.
Rambling?
Not really. Pokemon.
I was gonna make a funny comment about that time Aerosol like went and then there was a really long pause and Brian said, "Yeah." That was fucking hilarious.
Well, my connection has been kind of wonky today and yesterday and forever.
Tell.
So I didn't. Well, I know you could tell because you guys make fun of every little thing.
Well, we can't resist. We're like children. We can only hold in our laughter from funny noises from so long, for so long.
Well, yeah, but you just laugh and then, it's probably just me or Kevin are left wondering what the hell you're laughing at because we're trying to make a point.
Okay, so Pokemon. This week was about Pokemon. And they battled and they caught them. And they were friends and friendship and hats. Oh no, wait, this one was with Professor Oak was back with his terrible voice.
Oh my god, it was hysterical because I said that last night. You'd left, and Aerosol was all like, have you played Rumble U yet? I'm like, no, let's do that. And then I realized I could play it entirely on the gamepad, so I put Pokemon on the television.
Brian's like, I can be like, all Pokemon all the time.
Promptly ignored it. And, so, like, that happened, and Professor Oak came on, and I lost it. I'm like, your voice is awful.
It's especially sad since Professor Juniper had his normal voice not too long ago. It's like his voice was stolen. My voice was taken!
I was sitting there listening to Brian watch Pokemon. And he kept saying stuff like, he kept calling Rotom a little bitch.
It sounds like Brian. Especially late night Brian.
It was funny because I was bouncing back and forth between calling, like, Rotom a bitch on the television and then calling whatever Pokemon I was trying to kill in Rumble U a bitch.
Everybody's a bitch.
The one I remember you trying or fighting first was, like, Keldeo.
Yeah.
You just kept insulting him.
I fucked this shit up.
Fuck your shit. I do like how at the end of the episode, Professor Oak's like, yeah, you know, we can just take this plane back to Kanto, right? We're like halfway there. We'll get there in like 45 minutes. No, I'm going to take the boat. Wait, that sounded more like a Tiny Oak. He's like, we have like 30 more episodes to fill out. So yeah, I can't go yet. Are you sure the plane's right here? No. They have this intricate system of 52 boats that stop at all these islands in intervals. It's very cost effective.
I seriously hate the fact that we had Oak's voice for Cedric Juniper, and we can't get Oak's voice for Oak.
And they have him, too. We're so close. Can't they just swap? We're never going to have to see Professor Juniper again.
Well, he caught a Rotom. That helps people understand. There's Rotoms there, and they turned into all their forms, and Team Rocket tried to steal them so they could power robots or something.
God, this whole arc is so awful. It's like filler of the season.
This arc basically reminds me of all of the horrible that was the early seasons. And all of the horrible that was Team Rocket in general. But, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Sorry.
Guys, this is the darkest season ever. Sorry, I saw someone say that.
Yeah. Where was that? Because I seen it too, and it wasn't because of your tweet. I seen it somewhere.
I had saw it on PokeMMO.
It was just you. Never mind.
He saw it.
It was just through your Twitter. I feel like I've seen that somewhere before, though.
Black well, probably everybody thinks everything is dark.
Black and white anime is rich in character development and dark, deep storylines. Okay. The darkest the black and white
anime got. It is not a dark type.
Was the storyline with Giovanni. Because that felt like it was a plot for a movie they wanted to do, but couldn't do it, so they just shoved it into an anime. Because it felt like it had a higher production value than the rest of the actual anime did. But...
Wait, what are we talking about? Sorry, I zoned out for a couple minutes. Anime.
Giovanni, when he was trying to take control of the genies. I thought that was probably the darkest black and white got.
Especially the white. You know, just not even dark. Okay, sorry. That was terrible. I apologize. I got distracted because Michael's Goodbye is playing on TV and I was watching one. He was freaking out and he's like, I can't go! All the channels are going to be different! I'll never find my shows! Sorry. I thought that was funny because it sounds like something I would say. Are we still talking about Pokemon? That's still a thing?
Not really.
I did see another, I don't know how long ago it came out, but I stumbled upon it when watching Pokemon videos, another snippet preview for the X and Y anime, and the animation looks good. It makes Ash look a little bit older so I can pretend he's aged.
Yeah. I hope he has. Like, I hope they just forget Black and White happened. They, like, retcon it so that he's old again. Because he does look aged, but not enough to where they could probably just get away with him still being 10.
All they need to do is just not really mention it, so... You know, because he looks like he could be, like, 14 or 15, at least from what I saw. But, I mean, you could just pretend like it's honestly sort of important, just because so much has happened. It's been, like, years. It's been, like, double the amount of time it's been for him, for us, but it's been a long time. He's been walking around a lot of forests and visiting a lot of gyms.
So many gyms.
Damn it, person in background.
Yeah, I know.
How rude.
But anyway, yeah, we can move on, because Pokemon's stupid.
Damn ball.
That's the only other thing on.
And they were like, da Blasterizer.
Unless you're my DVR, in which case it taped Turtles thinking it was new for some reason.
And you're all excited. That comes back next month, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes back soon, I know.
Korra's like in a week or two. Also, it's like the 13th or something like that.
14th, I think, something like that, whatever that Friday is.
So that'll be joining us. That's nice. We'll have that, and Turtles, and I don't know what the hell's going on with Batman. I honestly kind of forgot about it until just this moment.
Yeah, I don't know why they suddenly took a break.
It seemed kind of random. Like, you know, usually, well, I guess they don't do as much for kids' shows, but, like, if they break for a couple weeks, they'll be like, oh, back in 2 weeks. But I guess that's usually for normal shows. Anyway, damn ball. This episode was great because Kaido Jin appeared in it multiple times. But they just keep calling him Jin-san, and they should be calling him Kaido Jin. Like, they should be shocked every time they see him. I mean, that's Kaido fucking Jin. but other than that, it was a pretty good episode. We got a pretty fast build of Senna's new LBX, which looks pretty awesome in action. What's his...
Which kills everything.
Yeah, what's the upgrade called? Bag of Rocks? Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
There we go. Bag of Rocks? I don't know why, but, like, when we saw the pictures, I thought it was going to be a little more of a big deal, and maybe it was going to debut, like, in the next episode, but he went right for the Super Saiyan. No one else has anything else? Yeah. Stuff. Things.
I don't know what to really say. The new country
has
isn't
white hair.
Doing anything. Yeah, they all have white hair. It's all like this weird master race thing going on.
Aren't they not doing anything because they're bandit, so no one can know that they're bandit? So while they're doing nothing, but they're really piloting all the bandit LBXs.
I feel like there's probably some other reason why, because they have more than enough students to do both at once.
I was just thinking that because I remember last week when they made the new country and then they showed like the preview for next week and they showed them fighting bandit. And then, like, the audio overlay of, like, the preview was talking about the new country, and I'm like, you know, if they start using bandits' LBXs, isn't that going to be kind of suspicious?
Yeah.
Like, they just roll them out? Where'd you get that? Are you guys bandit? No, we found these. they were just lying there. And they're like, oh, okay. Let's have a good game, guys.
The new country did try to recruit Senna.
Oh, yeah,
and he's
happened.
Like, nah, that's okay.
The notes. Did you give me that note? Yes, close the door. Join our cult. Dye your hair white now.
That's like a good pun. Instead of right now, dye your hair white now. Jason David Fink.
I feel like Jason David Fink is the side of JDF that completely embraces the White Ranger. But Blastrazer was really cool.
It was.
No way around that one. It was awesome.
Stop yelling at me.
The opening was...
Yeah, very, I was just going to say we got a new opening.
Spoiler. The opening was cool. I liked the song.
Yeah.
But it was... The opening for Dan Ball shows are always, like, super-duper spoilered.
Yeah, like, it's the first time I'd watched one where I was actually surprised by things, but when you're watching, like, the older series, like, they show things quite a while before they ever appear. I think they had, like, the Icarus Forces on there, like, 3 or 4 episodes before it even was a thing. But, yeah, we got to see, what's his name, Hojo's new LBX. I got the Blue Dwarf is Phantom. Fuck yeah, Blue Dwarf Phantom power.
I saw that. Because it's only like a silhouette. I'm like, oh, I wonder who that could be. It's not like we haven't seen the LBX and know what it looks like. They all have really distinctive heads.
Apparently, I didn't see it, but Brian said that Orvain and Valsparos are going to get repainted and put off to someone else.
Yeah, that was in... I think right around the middle. But because it showed Orvain and Valsparos on riding saucers. And I thought it was Trivain and Valdiver. Because the colors were fairly, like, the same. But I looked at it and I was like, no, Valdiver has a jetpack. He's still got stupid shuriken thing. As I looked at it, I was like, well, those are the same guys. And, like, after that, it showed, like, the other... like squad leaders, like Big Gorilla Man and that chick, and then Glasses Douche.
What's their name? They have too many fucking characters.
So I don't know who's getting what, but I imagine like someone out of that like main kind of side character group is gonna get Orvain and Valsparos when they get Trivain and Valdiver.
Do you remember what their colors look like?
It was, like I said, it was a lot like Trivain and Valdiver. I think Valsparos got a kind of a grayish blue.
That's what he is now.
Well, it's it was more or less like inverted.
Oh, okay.
And, Orvain was kind of, it had so dark green bits, but it had like this grayish color. I was going to look at it again. I don't really remember, but it was different.
Really cool to see some more different colored repaints, because I wouldn't mind buying some cool looking ones.
Though they'd probably end up as premiums.
Shut up.
Or like your magazines or some shit.
Your premium.
The those two being handed down is kind of an interesting just thing. I don't know if they ever did that in Double or anything like that. But
not that I can think. They had, you know, what's his name, had Achilles' Deed, but that was about it. That's the closest I think it came to it.
It is kind of an interesting way of giving some of the other characters different mechs that aren't generic, even if they are just hand-me-downs.
I was kind of hoping for that, because they all have that stupid, whatever that model is, the DC Offensors. Yeah. DC Comics, whatever they're called, they got them. Like how Haruki and Hikaru are like, we're going to use the DC Offenders and you're going to sit on the bench. And he's like, what? He's like, just sit down. He's like, but I have the power to flash. Shut up, Chuck. I mean, Senna. It's going to turn him into a douche now. He's going to get even douchier hair. What's the part with the freaking overloader? Going too far. I want to see. I guess he doesn't really have that much of a role with that because, you know, Commander Chick doesn't have one, but I kind of want to see what Jin's LBX is now. Do you still have Triton? Or did you get something new? I
feel like would he even have one?
Well, he probably has one, but I was just saying we probably don't have a reason to see it. Because, you know, I was thinking, why haven't we seen his? And then I was like, oh, yeah, because he's a commander, and we haven't seen her Commander Chick's LBX. We haven't seen that guy with the swords in a while. I think someone finally caught up with him. Oh, like, you don't even work here.
Speaking of him, I was watching the previous opening last week. I'm looking at his jump. to him, like, you know what? He looks like he's wearing April O'Neil's outfit from the 1980s Turtles.
Oh, God. He's a big, fat, hairy April O'Neil.
There's a really long silence there.
With swords. You spazzed the fuck out, so yeah. He's probably on a delay now.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
But now my mind is mentally scarred and I'm sad.
Brian was laughing at your stuttering and then you said that and he's like, oh, God.
The bacon is gone and I hate everything.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks that Hojo's new LBX is kind of stupid looking?
I feel like
it looks very plain.
I want to see it in action. I went back and paused on it. Like I don't really have like an opinion on it really right now. Like I want to see it in action to see how I like it better. Because I wasn't that big of a fan of Gunther Zelfer like when I just seeing it at first, but I really grew to like it quite a bit. Yeah. LBXs, robots, fighting. These are the things the show is about.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Dan Ball's been really good lately. It's not like it's ever been terrible, it was such a slow start and now it's kinda getting into it.
Fucking bandits are like, you don't even know what's going on, man.
You don't even know, man.
You don't even know.
It's like, you mean the fact that this is really a proxy war so the world doesn't die? Shit, wasn't supposed to say that. Like, ha ha ha. Jokes at you. Everyone knew.
Check out everyone knew except you, kid.
It's because you don't have evil red eyes like us. You could get them. Check out these contacts you get with membership.
I think so, because they all got fucking red eyes. Really creepy. They all got weird hair colors and red eyes.
The main bandit dude's haircut is really stupid too.
He is. He's got
like his hairline goes back
cut
to the like back of his head.
It is. It's really weird. Yep.
Man, I just realized how sparse this segment of the podcast is now.
Well, we just talked about how it was going to be better when things. And next week is. Or wait, yes, next week is going to be Dawson Dabbles and Digimon. No, that's not going to be a thing, is it? But Digimon's going to be here, so we can talk about a show we've already watched, but with different voices.
I forgot that was even going to be on.
It's the power hour. That's going to be the theme song when it comes upon.
I wouldn't mind it. I like that theme song better than the MMPR theme. God, all the comments, whenever I see anything on the Disney Facebook page, Digimon, Facebook page is like, oh my God, only the first two seasons were the best. This thing ruined Digimon for me. His name's Taiki. It's Cross Wars. It's not the worldwide debut. It debuted years ago. Bitch, it's the worldwide debut of Fusion. It's a different title. Get your head out of your ass. I hate everyone in the world. And then I just left.
Not to mention, it only debuted in one country. That's not worldwide. When it debuted originally, I mean.
Yeah. Now it's worldwide.
I hate those, like, snobs.
I hate to
like that.
Those bunch of people that were like our peers when we grew up that didn't stay with all this shit like we did, and they just go in there like, I only like the first 90 stuff, man. And we're sitting here like the people just still followed it, still watching Ash's Adventure all these years later. I wonder how many people know that he's still going. I would feel like asking some people sometime.
Do you know Ash is still in prison?
I just want to, like, meet up with some people I used to know and just, like, lean over to them and be like, hey, what did you think of Ash's Univ Adventures? Is that still on? Of course! You still watch football, I still watch Pokemon. As boring as the Pokemon anime is, I still find that to be more exciting. Seth Rogen said it. I wish I cared where the ball went as much as you guys do. I don't. Oh no, he got it! Oh great, we have to reset. It seems so pointless. It's like a movie set that continuously messes up. They all run at each other and then they gotta reset back to one. That's the whole game. And people will scream intercepted a lot. That's what I've gathered from it. This is where we talk about sports. Soccer.
I only follow baseball and occasionally hockey, so... I can't remember.
How about that cricket? That's just like not in this country, right?
This cricket's outside.
I can hear them. Or it might be from my house.
It's funny. They're actually not very loud right now, but I think I said that last week. It was like an awkward pause, and they were really loud here. So like that pause had cricket effects for me, and I found it to be hilarious. This is how barren this segment is. We're talking about crickets now, the sport, and the bugs. But wait, no, next week's not core. I don't think we'll have core next week, but pretty soon it'll be filling out. No more Green Lantern and Young Justice.
I did just check where the Batman schedule. It is coming back this Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'm mildly amused now. It's just, it seems so weird because even though we've got these couple things coming back, I keep feeling like there's going to be a shit ton of stuff coming back, but most of the stuff we watched was canceled. God knows when Ben 10's coming back. They've burned through a shit ton of episodes.
God, I forgot about that show.
I watched some reruns a couple weeks ago, and I watched Store 23, and the one where Ben switched minds with himself. That was fun.
I don't know how I forgot it was a show. I just dug out some of my toys while I was cleaning.
But I don't know when that's coming back, because I mentioned it a lot when we were talking about it. I was surprised at how long they ran, because usually they only go for a certain amount and then they'll go on break, but they ran for like 30 episodes, which is like almost half of what they had ordered at the time. I don't know how many they have ordered.
Which, for the time, was nice, because it didn't...
Yeah.
It wasn't like every other show now that only gives you like 10 to 15 episodes and then nothing.
Yeah. It was nice to pretty much have it for quite a while to talk about. There's very rarely any breaks. But I've been really enjoying it, so... I stopped watching, like, all of the Marvel shows.
Even if all the episodes were kind of out of order.
Oh, God, that's still so messed up. And they don't even put it on the DVD right. It's like they have it perfect because the show is made in arcs of 10. And the DVD is released in sets of 10 episodes. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'll start buying them again. And then you pick up Volume 1, and it's like the first 7 episodes of Season 1, and then 3 random ones. It's like, God damn it, what's wrong with these people? I think they just dropped all the episodes and didn't know how to put them back.
So I'm sorry that past me interrupted you there. There was like a 30-second delay between when I said that and when you got it.
What are we talking about?
When I said that all the episodes were aired out of order, there was like a 30-second delay. So I was just sitting here with my chin on my hand waiting for you to catch up.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I know where your chin and your hand were.
But, yeah. Speaking of Marvel shows, actually, it was like a week or two ago that, what's it called? Hulk Agents of Smash or something like that? Like the premiere episodes were on. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll watch this. Nothing else is on. Let's see how this is. That's really bad.
Yeah, I really didn't like it. That's pretty much when I made the decision. Because I'm like, I was sort of forcing myself to watch these shows. I think there's only like 3 episodes left in Ultimate Spider-Man 2nd season. It's been on hiatus. I might just finish out the season, but... It's just none of those shows are that good. Avengers is so boring. Hulk is so lame. And Spider-Man is just so hit and miss that I never look forward to watching him. It just felt like a homework assignment that no one... I gave it to myself because no one else watches it. So there's no one to talk to. So it was just so terrible. And I don't know why they did the Hulk show. Like, I get that Hulk's popular. But I understood and kind of liked the whole idea of,
you know, making the Avengers show in line with the Spider-Man one so that they could do crisscrosses or whatever and it would make more sense. But then you have Hulk, who's starring on two shows at the same time, which are done in the same sort of universe style. So it just bothered me. It's different than when you have Green Lantern done in 3D animation and then you occasionally see Green Lantern over on Young Justice, because he was hardly ever featured and it was a completely different show. But with this, it's like the same exact universe, but it just, I didn't like it. It was stupid. They did like a documentary thing. Seth Green was there. No one's still mentioning that he still looks the same as he did when he played on Buffy. He looks the fucking same. It's like, people say that about a lot of people, but Seth Green looks the same. Damn.
Forever. He's got a beard now. That's different.
So he's trying to hide it. He played a werewolf on there. He always had a beard.
Question. Do the new Avengers show and Ultimate Spider-Man, do they have the same sort of animation style that the Hulk show does?
It's all the same.
It doesn't look good to me. Like, the animation style feels cheap.
I think that's probably the idea. But yeah, they do. They have all the same thing to line everything up, I guess, even though Hulk's on two different shows right now. As much as I was kind of shitty on Earth's Mightiest Heroes in the last season, I did like Hulk when he was on there. It's the same voice actor, but it's just not the same. And I don't know, I don't read the comics, but it just seems so weird, the idea of Hulk having like a squad that pilots ships. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
In like that one, the Red Hulk guy who I'm used to seeing as his enemy is like part of his team. He's just sort of like a buddy. And then you got Faith being She-Hulk. It just doesn't fit. Anyway, this is the segment where we talk about shows we don't watch. Ryan, do you care to bring up The Walking Dead?
There's a show with zombies and the dead walk.
Sarah Tancredi's in it. Season 3, we're going to a prison. Oh, hell no! Michael Schofield's gay. Oh, hell no!
Oh, hell yeah.
Right. Link's still a gorilla and is never in anything. Except for her, I've never seen any of the main cast or in anything, really. I've seen Sucre randomly in camp. I don't think I've seen C-Note.
C-Note was in, I think it was one of my mom's like Lifetime movies or something.
Makes sense.
He was some side character. And I see fuck, what's his name? Oh, thank you.
D-Bag?
No, early, older.
Westmoreland.
No.
Who's older than Westmoreland?
Not that old.
The Warden, Pope.
No. He's not actually old.
Oh. What do you mean older, though? Lucero.
Abruzzi.
Oh.
I see him in, like, everything now. I don't know why.
I see him in some older stuff. He played a character on Seinfeld. See, poor T-Bag has tried to get on some shows. He was, like, the main villain in Heroes Season 4. And then he was in that show Cult, which was actually a really interesting concept, but it got canceled. Yeah, I don't see anybody from that. It's kind of sad, because there were some really good actors on there. I don't see Gretchen, or... I think I've seen, like, a couple things that were advertised that had Don Self in them, but he's just a complete ass. Oh, his name's Don Self.
Oh, why is that funny to me right now? We should move on.
Lucero played the owner of the laser tag place on How I Met Your Mother. I just wanted to say that. Like, there's a dispute over laser tag, throws down the chicken foot. No one knows what we're talking about anyway. No. We just talk until we completely lose everybody, including Aerosol. I guess then it's time for
Twitter questions of the week.
Yeah. I went along with your enthusiasm. Twitter was kind of Russian.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, you bet you don't know. I don't know. Twitter is a stupid segment. Why do we do this?
The Facebook ones I don't have to read.
Facebook ones I don't have to think. Just do that every week.
Anyway. We both have different reasons for being lazy.
Just do the Twitter questions on Facebook like we did the Power Ranger thing. It was so much easier.
You just get the Twitter people to meet the Facebook people and have them talk to each other, and we just have a segment where we nap for 15 minutes.
All right. Let's see. What's his name? His name got... Enrico. I'm just going to go with that because your actual Twitter handle got cut off here, and I don't know what it is. Says, which of the vinyl figures you currently own would you want to come alive and be your buddy?
Gabutira.
Aw, damn it, you bitch.
Or any of the anime engines that I have.
Oh, I want those.
That would be so much fun.
Tossum stole my answer.
Sorry. I tattled on it.
Shit. I'm trying to think. Hibiki, because he's fly.
He's fly? He's fly, yo.
He's chill. We'd be all like chill together.
Stoner Brian. Treat yourself.
You alive, Aerosol?
It's a question about vinyl.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Sorry. I like how he's crystal clear for the god damn it.
God damn it,
Ramirez. I said it's a question about vinyls. I don't own any vinyls.
Well, if you did own a vinyl.
I'm sorry. I own one vinyl, and it's Ultraman.
That's automatically your answer.
I know.
Have a good buddy session with Ultraman.
But he's still in this package, though, so
it's
he's
the
like,
buddy system.
Trapped.
Buddy! Sorry. Oh, man. Sorry, I gotta interrupt this. Someone made an Indian in the Cupboard reference on the James Franco roast. They were directing it towards Aziz. They're like, Aziz has to go home soon. He's got to go back into the cupboard. So I was like, ha, it's relevant. Because you were like, who the hell makes Indian in the Cupboard references? People do, Brian.
I like that they just so happened to do it during a James Franco roast. Like, that's your boy.
I don't know why that's a thing.
It's your boy.
Not Franco, it's Frank Q.
So, TDA Winner says, a long time ago, I asked you guys what kind of moves and what ability you would have if you guys were Pokemon. Aerosol, I don't remember if you were there. If you weren't there, mind answering that real quick? You were there. So, I've got a follow-up question to that.
Was I there?
Yes.
Brian just said it, so it's true.
It's a fact. So, you guys have just, I have no idea, received the Brianite, the Dawsonite, the Jedi. Why is mine after my actual name? That's a... It's the Shuki Knight. Get it right. And Dawson Knight and Jedi Knight and the Alpaca Arrow Knight. Respectively.
That sounds silly.
And I've become Mega. What would change about you guys in terms of moves, type, and or abilities? Nothing would change except I would get fabulous hair.
That feels like that'd be my power.
Well, you go on hair tips and shit. So I guess so.
I would play it.
I evolve a hat. I've always wanted a hat for my alpaca, and since I guess I'm automatically an alpaca, I want a hat.
Kevin wouldn't change, but the appearance of his pseudo daughter would. He'd be like Kangaskhan.
I would want wings.
Ryan wants to fly.
I really do.
You said that too. Like, I'm gonna be real, guys. I would want wings.
You have no idea how much I want wings. Or to fly in general. I don't really need wings. I just want to fly.
I'm afraid of heights.
I believe I can fly. Like, yeah. I'd become dragon type.
Why do you get to be dragon type?
Just because
you can fly.
If Ampharos can do it, I can do it too. Got you there, buddy.
Yeah, but Ampharos is fabulous.
I'm fabulous.
What do you mean? I think you're behind again.
Probably, but I'm fabulous. So
yeah. Ampharos is fabulous.
That was proof.
Total proof.
My fabulous. And I would have all the...
That was proof of my fabulous.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. Next.
Let's see. So, Mr. Moonshark, also known as Kevin Phantom Thong, says, my question is, what was the dumbest, most stupidest thing someone has ever said to you, or stupidest question you've ever been asked? My friend thought that Canadian was a religion. That's fantastic. I'm not sure if I can beat that, but just look at the people that I hang out with.
Hey!
I agree on the front of Dawson.
How do you know I was referring to you and not my actual friends?
How dare you!
Wait, what?
That's all like, oh, hell no.
Nothing that wow. came out wrong. I love
no,
you guys.
No, I quit.
Bye-bye.
I'm going home.
That's it, I'm selling my ticket to Morphicon to an orphan.
He's
going to have to pay for it.
I did have a friend who did not know that Hawaiians weren't Mexican. And that it's a different language.
You thought the Hawaiians were Mexican?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she...
Probably because of Fluffy.
That's terrific.
Poor
Hawaiians. They're all like, aloha. And it's like, sup, Mexican?
That's just how Brian greets him, so... It's especially, you know, insulting when he goes to any fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I kind of want to go to Taco Bell with Brian one day.
Well, we're not his friends, so only friends go to Taco Bell.
Some Mexican and some white chick at the counter.
That'd be even funnier.
This could be arranged.
I don't think this was the stupidest thing, but it was pretty funny when my friend didn't know what the female name for Sam was. Like, because, you know, Sam, it can be a girl or boy's name. It can be Samuel or Samantha. And he goes, what is the female version of Sam? He goes, Samuela? I give him shit for that all the time. I'm like, you mean Samantha? And he just goes, shut up. But that was really funny. I don't think it was quite the stupidest thing, 'cause I've heard some pretty stupid things, a lot of which I've said to myself. But that one was really funny.
Samuela.
It sounds like some sort of weird, like he merged the name Samuel with Nutella for some reason. That was really stupid.
Like, yeah, I wish I could think of more, but I'm drawing a blank. I've had a lot of dumb friends, but can't.
God damn it. Everyone's just insulting me tonight.
Specific that he said. I wasn't insulting you that time. I was insulting my actual friends.
Hey.
That's how it feels. I told you it was all an act. We're not actually friends. We actually just bicker. This is all scripted.
I forgot what role I had, so I'm just going to move on.
You were like a cross between Charlie Sheen and Ron Wasserman. Not Ron Wasserman. Ron Swanson. Hey, shut up, Orson Welles.
Oh, low blow. I'm not even sure why I said that. Like, I don't know if I was just thinking of Unicron for some reason.
That's hilarious, though.
Maybe think of Superbad. You'll be like Orson Welles, the guy who played Rancic.
I love how Gossam saying Orson Welles is a low blow for you.
It's because I'm so fabulous. I don't have any other blows except the low ones.
Oh, man. Yeah. What Brian's trying to say is he only blows low.
Correct.
Scuff. Friendships were destroyed during that question, so I hope you're happy. Or non-friendships.
So Chenix asks, Chenix,
that was the best one of all time.
So I've been thinking about this one for a while. What do you guys think of playing as a silent protagonist? Games like Metroid, Zelda, and I can't do it with a straight face. Half-Life.
What did he say? Wait, I couldn't even hear it. You guys are being too obnoxious.
Half-Life.
Half-Life.
Half-Life. H-A-L-Life. As in Half-Life.
Oh my god. Half-Life.
I love Half-Life, by the way. It's Half-Life my favorite Hell simulation game.
Half-Life 2, Orange Box.
Oh, Chenix never change. Oh, that's terrific. I love that game. I love playing a game where I'm strapped in a wheelchair and have a bug in my brain. It's terrific.
Seriously tired of them slowballing us on Half-Life 3.
Oh, I'm so happy right now. Anyway,
every time Aristotle would try to tell me what it was, but...
Okay. I'm sorry, I just thought it was hysterical.
What was it? Like, wait, say it again. It was...
Oh, I can't help it. It's one of those nights. I don't mind. I guess it helps to kind of make you feel like the character, as opposed to games where you're playing as an already established character. But I don't really need that in a game, so I don't really care. But it depends on the experience you're looking for. If you're looking for one of those experiences where, like, oh, I'm the character because Escape from Reality and shit, man.
I want to be Hal.
Then it's probably cool. But if you're just looking for, like, enjoying character development and storyline, then it's kind of a slap in the face because you don't really have any. But they threw Metroid out the window with Other M, but I guess that's why people hated it. So
I think it was just because it was a bad game, I heard.
I think you could have character development with a silent protagonist, as long as it's done well. I think you would need to be able to, like, see their reactions. Obviously, something along the lines of Pokemon, where you can't really... There's no emoting, so...
there's so little emoting that when they transferred the player character into Gold and Silver, his only dialogue was dot, 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 dot.
I think Pokemon works for the silent character thing, because you kind of want to feel like it's your journey. And there's some that I feel like they should talk. I'm controversial. I think that Link should talk. Can we just try it? Can we do a demo? Have the guy that goes, have him do it. He sounds just like him.
I don't know.
What about Jack? Jack didn't have voice for the whole first game, and then Jack 2. Where's Baron Craxus? That's what Link should do. He should get kidnapped into a futuristic city, and then be all pissed off and spend the whole game going, where's Baron Craxus? And then have a dark form, and then the next game get a light form, and then do some kart racing, and then make a terrible fourth game. Plan.
I think Link works as a silent protagonist, though.
I hear sound.
I want everyone else to talk, but I don't want Link to talk.
If you've seen him in other media outside of the games, certain things he'll talk in, whether it's just like dialogue boxes or whether it's those awful CD-ROM things.
Oh my god.
But I think Link does work well as a silent protagonist, especially now that we can have him emoting, so he can actually show some kind of expression towards things, and it's not just, you know, completely stone faced throughout the entire thing. As Brian was saying earlier, it really is kind of an immersion thing. When you have a silent character. I think for some games and some stories, it works really well. In other ones, I think it doesn't. For instance, I've been playing White Knight Chronicles, which gives you a character that you can create and customize to your liking. And they're entirely silent throughout the entire story, and it works horribly. I think it works like crap. I think they should have never given me my own character and just let me play as the characters that do talk and do communicate and do actually affect the story, because it's one of those things where, you know, you give me this silent character that I can kind of be, you know, have as a stand-in for myself, and then I can't do crap with them. So in terms of that, like, it works. It doesn't work, but I have seen it in other games that, you know, it works just fine. I think in Pokemon it works great. I don't really need the Pokemon trainers to talk. I never felt like they needed to.
They do talk. They'll say, "Go, whoever." That's the only dialogue. "I believe in you, Psyduck." I don't know why they're believing in Psyduck. But I have a gold luck.
Worst choice ever.
I have a gold luck. He's not bad. That was on my weird-ass team in Black 2. That was a Stone Cold pack of weirdos. But like, it was the most random team I've ever done. I didn't know what I was doing. Anyway, I want to mention, I really like the way Mass Effect does it, because I think it's a really unique blend of making you feel like you're playing your own character and an established character at the same time. It's because it's Commander Shepard, and he's got a voice and everything and his own sort of story, but it's your story at the same time, and it's just really hard to sort of describe in a lot of ways, but it's a really good, like, melding of both styles, which I really like. Plus, Sarah Walker and John Casey are both in it. John Casey was a villain at the end of Angel. It was really weird. Angel killed him. He killed America.
It happens.
Yeah. For the most part, it really does just come down to what game am I playing. I don't really go into games looking for one or the other. But at the same time, I do notice it when it does or doesn't work well.
Okay. I like those times where Brian just kind of decides something's over. He's like, "Okay, that'll be fine for you, co-workers."
Well, I'm the one recording, so... Yeah. So Fias Daniel's question is, what one moment in Toku scared the hell out of you the moment you saw it, and why? Chris's response was Live Man's wardrobe.
Live Man's wardrobe is pretty awful.
I look forward to seeing it someday.
All 50 episodes of G-Ranger. How was it, 51?
I don't really care, but that's actually a really good answer. A lot of the horrors from the first Garo series.
Are you a whore?
Weird ass shit going on that one. But, I don't really care too much.
I can't really think of anything that's genuinely scared me.
I don't know if I would say that Garo's ever necessarily scared me.
Yeah, it was just really weird. Like, yeah. I can never shake the doll crafter guy one. Like, that one just kind of always haunts me.
And the the fish woman one is something a lot of people bring up, which
sorry,
kind of weird and creepy. But there's definitely creepy episodes of Garo. I don't know if I've ever been legitimately scared. There's no toku or really that many shows at all that really scare me.
Aristotle's pretty hardcore. He's been stabbed like 70 times.
Well, he's only been stabbed like once. But
sure.
I don't know. They're just not scary shows, you know.
Okay, let's move on.
Brian's like bored now.
Right.
What, were you done?
Yeah, I was. And then there was a long pause.
Oh, great. okay, so TKD Tigray says, "You guys keep making fun of Kelsey, and I laugh so hard since that's my ex's name. You don't want to see Kelsey naked. It'll make you cheat." That whole succubus thing. But that's for RR sexy time. As for the question, since the toku fandom is such a niche in nerd culture, do you think that people get so upset at adaptions because of the thought of bastardizing what they quote-unquote discovered? That's a good way of looking at it, I think.
Well, I kind of don't see it that way because I saw the adaption first.
Well, no, not necessarily. What he's more or less saying, I think, is the like the people that are like got into Sentai with Gokaiger.
Uh-huh.
And are now, like, just these giant Sentai fanboys that are like, oh, they're gonna ruin Gokaiger. Gokaiger's the best thing ever. Gokaiger is pure and lovely and made of flowers. That's how I took the question, is that people are against adaptions because they're so fond of this thing that they found that other people don't watch because it's foreign.
Uh-huh.
It's that idea that you kind of have the show to yourself. Like, it's your special thing that you really only share with a few people. So having it quote-unquote ruined is...
But then they're just going to be seeing Power Rangers, and what if no one knows what Gokaiger is? Gokaiger's still there. There's a lot of people that are going to watch Super Mega Force that have no idea what the fuck all this controversy is about.
Well, exactly.
I'm so lost.
Are you, you're a very confused person, though.
Well, I just don't understand. Like, I sort of get what he's saying, but at the same time, I really don't get it at all.
I get it.
Like, because if you go, like, say Gokaiger's your thing that's like that no one else knows about, if they make Super Mega Force and it's released to the masses, a lot of people are still not going to know what Gokaiger is.
But the people that are arguing about Gokaiger and wanting it to not be touched are the people who found it and idolize it. And they don't want it touched, and they don't want Super Megaforce to exist because their precious Gokaiger will be seen by...
Is it kind of like the really annoying Office UK fans that like comment on every other video I watch preaching about how much better it is and how we shouldn't have ruined it?
Yes.
I hate those people. They're the worst.
Exactly. See, there you go. We just like, had to change it to the Office. You know what I'm
saying? Just talking sitcoms and I'll get it.
My God.
Damn it, Bella.
What is wrong with you?
She's really passionate about this topic.
I don't really know if it's anything to do with it, but this isn't really like a Sentai purist thing, but I do get a little bit annoyed at the Gokaiger people that are doing the don't ruin it thing, that is the first and only Sentai they've watched. And that really annoys me. I mean, you can watch whatever you want, but that annoys me in general when people use that as their first. I mean, sure, it's kind of a good gateway one, but it's so much better if you've seen all the other ones. So much that I was going back and watching ones after I'd watched the other seasons, but DK's more of a gateway one, because that's just like being on drugs. But... like, I hate those people that just watch Gokaiger, and then they're like, oh my god, I'm the biggest Super Sentai fan ever. You can't... Fawn? I said Fawn, weird. And they're like, don't touch it, Super Mega Force. I'm like, dude, you've only seen that one season. And that's really annoying. Like, they're both... the people that have seen more seasons are also annoying. But it's, like, more so annoying because it's, like, this entry-level Sentai purist that's just super loud about it.
Yeah. See, you get it now.
We should just talk about The Office first.
I love the idea of an entry level purist. It just sounds fun.
It's like a job.
Entry level purist. Good call. Rafi Fernandez asks, what's your opinion on the GameCube Pokemon games? They were games and I played them.
The RPG ones?
Yeah. Those were kind of the only ones that existed.
I like the way that I was watching. There was another GameCube game for
Pokemon Channel isn't a game.
Well, at least there's one, so I don't feel completely insane. I was watching with the Speed Gamers did like a live stream of Pokemon Red a while back, and I like the way he put it is that they were just shy of what I wanted, because I had always had kind of wanted to have a full-on console adventure that was very similar to the games, but with like 3D worlds, kind of like what we're getting with X and Y, but a little more console-y. But it was like just shy of what I wanted. Like, I wanted the whole experience with the gyms and Elite Four, and kind of like what you get on the handheld. And I needed to move a little faster because the double battles were annoying, and just I would get tired playing that game so fast. I could sit down in the morning and play Pokemon until like the evening on my Game Boy, but I could only sit down for like an hour or two maybe playing Colosseum or XD because I would just get so tired that I would be making that XD face but with a frown. It was so like exhausting. It just seemed like it took forever. I don't know. It just seemed like to move at a snail's pace, and I don't know. It was weird. It had some cool music though, like the one in Colosseum, and I don't remember what specific encounters we had, but it's like dun, 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 dun. That just sounds like me saying dun dun dun.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. Can we talk about The Office again? Maybe I'll get back on track. No.
But yeah, I didn't mind them. I kind of agree with you that they were just a hair off of what would have been a very good game. But I don't necessarily think they were bad. I found them more enjoyable than the stadium games because they had a story. So that part I liked, and I liked it more than I liked Battle Revolution because, again, it was an adventure. But it was a different take with the whole dark Pokemon thing. I know that was an XD. I don't remember Colosseum all that well. It was the same concept, right?
Yeah, because you snag them.
So it was a different take on it so that you could still catch things without there actually being wild encounters. So that was a little bit different. But like I said, they weren't bad. And I miss having some form of console experience for the franchise, since we haven't had one since Battle Revolution. But
it's funny because I always kind of had or have always wanted that type of console experience. But at the same time, Pokemon, I think its main thing should always be on the handheld. Kind of like Animal Crossing, I just enjoy it more when it's on the handheld.
Yeah,
because like I put so much time into both my handheld Animal Crossings, but I put so much less time into the GameCube one because I just couldn't watch sitcoms while playing it.
Makes sense.
The Pokemon, like, kind of needs to be on handheld. Like, when you think about it, the games were so based around connecting with other people. Like, there's a ton of Pokemon stuff that you can only evolve by trading, you can only get by trading, you know, stuff like that, to where a console game kind of limits that. You can't, especially like in the GameCube days and the N64 games, you couldn't really connect with anybody else, not easily. So I don't know. I've always felt like Pokemon just kind of fits better on handheld, and I am glad that Nintendo does seem to be focusing solely on handheld, at least for the main games. I do like the console games that we get, though. I liked Colosseum, and I didn't play XD, but I thought the game was fine. I pretty much agree with what you guys said. It was just almost there.
Yeah, I never would want them to, like, move its main medium over to consoles. I just thought it would be kind of cool to see.
Yep.
But now it almost seems like we don't need it with X and Y the way it looks. Yep. Plus you have cotton candy. What more do you want? My God.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing else in life. Everything is perfect. Cotton candy, yay.
potato chips.
Yes.
Hey, Chip Pokemon. Actually, I saw a video of someone saying that.
Makes sense. Let's see. Eagleardo asks, what is your favorite Pixar movie? All of them, because they're all in the same universe.
It's all post-apocalyptic, and it's depressing. A Bug's Life is after Wall-E or something like that. It's a tough one.
I gotta give it to Toy Story. Because I just have such fond memories of Toy Story, and I always enjoy watching it when it's on TV. If I could, I would just lump all three movies together and cheat. Because I like the whole series as a whole. As a whole. Wholeness.
Likes holes. That's the
Holes was a terrific Pixar movie.
Zero! Bumblebee! That's where he got his training. Just screaming zero.
But, it's just because I really like toys. So it was kind of a bias.
I'm going to do a cop-out and do what I hate and give sort of give two. I think The Incredibles is my favorite in the fact that it's the one I enjoy watching the most, and because I'm really into like superhero stuff, and I really liked the universe it created. But in terms of like sort of, I guess, story in a way, and one I really liked a lot, I liked Up quite a bit.
That was a really good movie.
But that's not one that like I'd want to watch a lot.
It's kind of depressing in a way.
Yeah, compared to... Like, it's not like it really ended depressing, but as compared to like The Incredibles, it's more of a fun one.
I've met people who have actually like vehemently hated Up. I have no clue why.
That's sad.
I love Up.
Up was great.
It was so good because they sent a postcard to Andy that one time. Or something. I don't know. The witch from Brave is Boo. Shut up! I don't want to see that. She made magic. Shut up!
Mine is kind of less common here.
Ants.
No.
Sorry.
Ants isn't even a Pixar movie.
That was the band.
No, mine is actually Ratatouille.
Oh,
I love Ratatouille to death.
Aerosol loves rats cooking. So
every time it's on,
not the same time.
I am a sucker for things like with cooking and stuff like that. I don't know. I love cooking myself. I dig it. And there is just something about that movie that it kind of makes you feel warm, and I love. Towards the end, I can't remember his name, but the critic in the movie has just one of the best monologues. It's fantastic.
I'm struggling to remember it.
He essentially goes on and on about how just what it means to be a critic of something and what it means to love something and be good at something, and I really love that movie. I did check a while back, it's like one of the, I think it was either the least or second least viewed Pixar movie in America, but apparently it was bigger in like Europe and other places.
Makes sense. That's one of the ones I always forget about until you just mentioned it. I honestly didn't think about it. I liked it, but I've only seen it a couple times, and I don't know why it just kind of always goes under my radar.
It's because your radar's stupid.
Right? Stupid dragon radar. This thing can only detect balls.
I love the idea of a radar being stupid.
You know.
I think it's over there, dog.
Sounds like the world's stupidest GPS.
Oh, turn right here. Oh, shucks, that was the wrong way. You're in a lake. Basically like cat GPS. Kevin
ready to go down a one-way street because Kat said it was okay. Well, I don't know about this, but she said this was where we turn. Sorry, it just cracks me up. It was clearly a one-way street. There was a car right there, but he went because that's what was he was told. Just like The Office. Everything can be related to How I Met Your Mother or The Office or Parks and Rec or Raising Hope. See, this is where I learn about life.
Basically, said,
yeah. Cable TV lied to us. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So, Charles Chong asks, should I wait for SHF Delta to get a glowing stage with the rest of my sets, or should I buy it in December? I don't care.
It's your prerogative. It's your proactive.
I would say wait just so they all match, but that's me. But if you're willing to pay stupid amounts of money for a stupid glowing stage, then that's your call, buddy.
I didn't even think about them doing one for that. Maybe they'll, who knows, maybe they'll do it soonish and make it a premium exclusive. It's not like it would be hard. That's what she said.
I don't know if they would right away. I think they would wait until next year.
Well, I said soonish. I didn't mean like next Thursday.
Like, I definitely think they're going to do it, but
I
think they're going to wait until after it's actually released.
There's only two more, and then I'm done with Fies. Two more, and then one more of Agito. We've closed out two series, finally. I think they still have, like, fucking another Agito's bike, but I'm not getting that. I just want the Shining and the, what's his name, Ogre and Saiga. Saiga.
Did you just call him Ogre?
I don't know the first one's name, but the other one's definitely Saiga. Adam. He's Johnny Young Bosch. He sounds just like him.
Kamen Rider Ogre. He's Shrek. It's just Mike Myers in a suit.
Favorite Pixar film, Shrek the...
See, Jeff asks, did you guys have any blanket or stuffed animal or whatnot when you went to bed as a child?
This is a weird question. I don't feel comfortable answering.
I had a multitude. That's a weird way of saying that word.
It's a weird thing to go to bed with, a multitude.
A multitude of stuffed animals. Though, I remember there was this rabbit that I hated when I was a baby. I was like chuck it out of my crib. But then after a couple of years, I always needed it. So I was some weird reversal thing, which I actually do a lot. Because I ate a bunch of shit as a kid. Not literal shit, but figurative shit. That I don't eat anymore. But yeah, I'm weird. I go through phases. Like a horrible teenager.
Brian, did you and Kat purposely post all those pictures of bunnies the other day to torture me?
No. We were at the fair and there was bunnies. I didn't think about your whole traffic incident.
You just gave me an idea.
No.
Dawson, I don't think about your personal life that much in my free time. I'm sorry.
Was it personal? I don't know. I don't know.
It's personal to the bunny you almost killed.
He's alive?
Oh, you did kill it, yeah.
We don't know. I like to pretend it was a super bunny, and it got up, and it went on to become a superhero.
Yes, it's super bunny.
With the power of tires.
Super bunny.
Why did I bring this up?
I don't know. I would have never remembered, but you brought it up, so.
Because you said the bunny thing, and I remember I was scrolling on Facebook, and it's like, Kat just posted a shit ton of pictures, and it was like four panels of bunnies.
It was me.
You look the same as Kat.
I know, I mean, we have the same picture. It's the fuck people.
You always like have
like,
the same
picture.
You're
like, is it Brian? Is it Kat? I don't know.
It's like the same time you took the picture, but they're slightly different. Yeah, just enough to make you think.
They're tilted slightly. Because mine has a little bit more of me in the center, and hers is a little bit more her in the center. It's like a trippy thing. You're like, oh, fuck, which one is it?
I think the one at Christmas, you just like switched places or something. Like, let's really fuck with Facebook.
That's our goal in life, is just screw around with Facebook.
Fuck with all of our friends and coworkers. All 350 of those friends Brian mentioned on Facebook yesterday was friends except for us three. Wait, two. I just counted Brian.
What?
I was counting us, and I counted you. Never mind. Okay. You'll get it later.
I'll get it eventually. Edgar Queck says, what do you think about Mighty Number 9 basically being Kenji Inafune? Bella, stop jingling, goddammit.
Oh, bells.
We're interrupting my podcast. Being Kenji Inafune saying F you to Capcom for screwing Mega Man a lot. I love it. As a Mega Man fan, I really... God damn it, Bella! God!
Don't put jingle bells on her! Dear God! They're just regular bells!
It's just our dog tag. God damn it, you bitch.
What, do you think she's gonna get lost in the living room? Someone's gonna have to identify her? Yes. Take your collar off!
Anyway. As a Mega Man fan, I wish Capcom would just get their head out of their ass and... just make more Mega Man stuff. But the way that Mighty Number 9 is looking, it seems to take kind of the style of what Mega Man's all about and kind of amping it up quite a bit. And I'm looking forward to playing it whenever it does get made. The Kickstarter is doing absolutely phenomenally well. So I'm really glad about that. I think it's at the point now where they're definitely making like a Mac and Linux version, so I'll know I get to play it. But I'm really looking forward to it. It looks really cool. I love that style of gameplay, and yeah, it's pretty. Capcom's a bunch of bitches.
It's pretty. Capcom's a bunch of bitches.
My thought changed. In the
it's funny
of
because.
That.
You understand it when you listen to it, but if you were to see that written, it would look so weird.
Oh, God, my head.
I'd love to see just a transcript of one of these shows one time, just to see how weird shit looks.
It's pretty much just Capcom's a bunch of bitches.
A couple sentences, and then you just see the word penis, and then the rest continues.
Sounds about right. But am I the other one that has opinions?
Yeah, I don't play Mega Man.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Okay, and finally, I'll skip it real quick, but Nikazu says, can I get a birthday shout-out for myself? Okay, whatevs. So Kiefer asks, since I've recently been flashing back to that hilarious day a while back when Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, Sky from SPD, Shrek, and a Blue Lightning McQueen teamed up to battle evil as the Sons of Right Alliance. What are some of the funniest and or most insane bootleg toys that you've ever seen? It's hard to beat that. Like, it's really hard to beat a lineup like that, but...
If you guys listening out there haven't yet, go on to... Phalus.com. He's got a series of videos where he reviews bootlegs. I use the term review pretty loosely there. They're hilarious. And there's one where he reviews a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bootleg, which is so deformed. It has like this, you know, the stuff that the plastic that they cut off of the figures, it has that like out of its mouth. So it's like, it looks like a plant is growing out of its mouth. The paint is all like weird and deformed. And I kid you not, it has a pentagram carved into the top of its head.
Oh God.
It is.
Oh my God.
It is like Satan turtle. It is crazy. It is insane. It's hilarious. I suggest to everyone, I doubt he needs my suggestions. He's way more popular than we will ever be. But go watch that. It's hilarious.
That's terrific.
It sounds like a cult made those in order to somehow like summon demons. It was probably Captain Mitchell. He's like, I don't have a job anymore, man. We gotta bring him back. I need a reason to have an aquatic home, man. I'm just eating in this grill. I forget the name of. Bar and Grill. Wait, that's just the name of everything. Steakhouse. Yard House. God, I knew it was a house.
Oh my God.
there, I remember seeing one, I think, it might have been Chenix that showed it to me first, I don't remember, but it was, like, this weird version of, like, the Gokai gun, but it had, like, a key that had Bumblebee's face on it, and, shit, it had some other, it had an O-Metal, I think, that it had something else on it. It was this weird conglomeration of things that I liked. It was like a bootleg made for me. And that really excited me. I kind of wanted it. The bootleg Bumblebee gun.
Gokaiger, Ranger Key, Metal, Shuki.
Bootleg gun. Here it is. Okay, so it's a yellow fucked up Gokai gun. It's got... it was a Gaia memory with Bumblebee on it. Except, like, it slid out like it was some sort of, like, switchblade. The casing... Here, the casing is a Gaia memory. But it has this, like, weird switchblade thing in it. And then there's a green Taka metal that acts as a key of some sort. And then there's a couple little tiny guns, a Bumblebee figure in this weird...
How did you not order this?
Head. I never found a place to get it. I assume
this would be
eBay,
perfect stuff to put into the Bumblebee box.
Warning, products may be toxic and addictive. Yes.
What?
This is a weird Tumblr. I'm gonna go away now. I don't like Tumblr. It scares me.
That's where I spent most of my G-Ranger days.
So, that'd be my answer, just cause stuff.
Honestly, I haven't seen very much recently. I honestly don't think I can top either Kiefer's, or that one. Cause I used to go to, like, Big Lots and shit all the time, but I haven't really visited there in a while, and all I really remember is, like, random Transformers knockoffs, and then, like, of course, like, the generic PR ones that are nothing special about them.
Yeah. Are we done now?
Yep.
Yeah. Because now it's time for...
Final things!
That's still a thingy, and it's not final. See, we're keeping it up. Even after all the stuff he puts us through with his counterpart base, we still keep the finals up for him.
We're keeping it realsies.
So don't forget to answer the Facebook question that will go up when I remember. I actually have a question ready. It's not a very good one, but I have one ready. So yeah. Thanks for stopping by. That's all I got.